and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you a libertarian from the UK, Japan, or Sweden? Tired of people driving at you on your side of the road? BritishPoliceUniformsLA.com can put you in a power suit that will sort them out. Bear left, it's your right.
All right. If you'd like to sponsor an hour of the Stephanie Miller Show, go to StephanieMiller.com and go to the sponsorship page. What? How did that get up there? Another nearly naked picture of Aisha Tyler on Sexy Liberal Facebook page?
Crikey.
Crikey. Is she late again? Why? For every minute she's late, it's I think we'll put up another naked or underpanted picture. Okie dokie.
How many underpanted pictures has she taken?
Don't know. I don't know how that gets up there, Chris. I have no idea. It's not me trying to exploit her to sell tickets to the Sexy Liberal Show. I'm just saying, I don't... Underpants, is last week it was naked. She says it's some skin cancer thing or whatever.
It was naked and greasy.
Whatever her story was, yeah. All right, so she is, she and Rebecca are trying to find each other. She's trying to scale up the wall of the building.
Yeah, we have a bit of a fortress
She's
here.
Playing a superhero. You'd think she'd keep some of her superhero tools or something.
Yeah.
All right, you would like to, we're not going to mention a cable company by name, but you would like to vent your frustrations at Slime Porner, first of all?
Yes.
A company which sounds like Slime Porner.
Yes, I'm getting ready to move in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And,
because I pay you even less than I used to, so you were in a van down by the river, and now you're going where?
I'm going
to a thatched hut?
To a Pinto.
Good.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. And it's so they're supposed to move my cable over 2 weeks from now. They cut off my current service this past weekend.
Nice.
Yes. And so I called them and said, hey, please turn it back on. And they said, you need to pay us for the privilege of coming out to turn it back on for the next week and a half.
Isn't that nice?
So I am not going to have internet for the next week and a half.
Well, fortunately, your job doesn't require that.
No. I said, do you realize that my boss will throw things at me until my internet is turned on?
Worse than that, Slime Porner.
You're fired.
That's right. And then we got a lawsuit coming, Slime Porner. If he gets fired, which may very likely happen even by the end of today's show, for not having internet access or television for right-wing world bites. Just saying, Slime Porner. Got us a bit of a situation here.
I have a couple of channels here and there. I don't know how that happened.
All right. Aren't they delightful?
I hate utilities.
Awesome. All right.
I hate utilities.
All right. Kids in Sexy Liberal News. Ah, there she is!
What?
Okay, you can stop with the naked pictures. Bit of a hostage crisis we had going on. One was going up every minute you were late, Missy.
Oh, my God.
We got some underpanted pictures.
We've just had the same picture over and over and over.
Good
like
morning.
A mustache, like, drawn on it. Like a horn.
Good morning, Aisha
Good morning.
Tyler.
I want to say I was here promptly. I was here before the time.
Yes.
Yes. Let me say this. The terrorists will never find you here.
No.
Because you cannot get onto this
building
place.
This building is a
fortress. No. Yep. No, and I was outside like a sad... Like a siege layer with no battering ram. Just please let me in, please.
Can't you use your archer spy skills?
Yes. My spy skills of fight, clambering up a 17-foot stone wall in my flip-flops. Then, yes, I could have done that.
Well, then the Stephanie Miller Show wishes to apologize for the underpanted pictures.
For the abuse
that
of it.
We put up.
The 7 minutes of verbal abuse I was just
Sexy Liberal
online.
On Facebook, sexyliberal.com.
OMG.
Was that a lingerie? It's an underpants and bra picture. We're not sure what that was about.
No, MG. Yes, there are some underpants, but the underpants pictures do exist. Although I always feel so like I was so naughty doing that. And then Jennifer Aniston is selling like vitamin water with her boobs out. So there's literally like giant billboards. I'm like, how anxious do I feel when someone posts one of those photos on Facebook and then Jennifer Aniston's got like 20 feet of like side boob.
You're right.
Drink water. And people are just like boobs, water, boobs. I mean, me.
See?
I'm like, yeah, straight girl. I'm like, boobs.
Boobs
make water taste better. Boobs make water taste better. I want booby water. So I'm going to go buy some vitamin water after the show.
All right. Kids, I certainly would not use it to sell tickets to, Detroit, August 20th, ladies and gentlemen.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, And Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Afford. Get it?
I afford.
Oh, wow. We're punny.
All right, hurry. Tickets going fast there. Oh, and by the way.
What?
Breaking news. This is going to break the box office. They just released a handful of tickets to Santa Fe, which sold out. They just released a handful of VIP tickets. Hurry, go. Go now.
Oh, wow. The few. Oh, my
August
gosh.
August 6th, they released it. They had a handful that they were
holding
saving,
them for the last back. Minute.
Yep. Mm.
Yes.
Go to sexyliberal.com for the links to buy your
Let's
Santa Fe
hope
tickets.
That those are truly, they're like, well, like what that means. Like, well, we released some new tickets. They're like putting folding chairs on the side of the stage. Those should be really VIP. You could sit right next to us and be like, please stop staring at me while I'm telling jokes. I feel mildly uncomfortable.
The greedy promoters just like hanging people from the ceiling.
Yeah. You'll be sitting in a hammock,
yeah,
suspended from the rafters.
Here.
We can squeeze some more in.
And the trapeze.
Screw the fire marshals.
The trapeze will hold you.
Exactly. From the knees, though. From the knees. You can, if you hang from the arms, you'll get tired. But from the knees is okay.
All right. A couple of unsolicited testimonials to the power of the Steph Show and the, it's the Aisha Tyler.
I am just a terrible interloper.
Yes. Scott in Ithaca writes, I guess it's all sexy. It's sexy liberal.
Okay, yeah.
News. Steph and Mooks, a couple weeks ago, I noted I'd been relaxing in my car in a pretty cemetery, forcing the dead to listen to Aisha Tyler say boogity boogity cheese.
Oh, jeez.
While squirrels bumped uglies nearby. I don't know what forced you and Aisha to track together, but yesterday I was doing the same thing and I saw a young woman in the graveyard leading a goat on a leash up a hill. This isn't a rural cemetery. I decided I have to spend every Tuesday there now. Anyone who can go to the Sexy Liberal Show with you and Aisha Tyler and doesn't go has no idea what they're missing. The two of you together with a living audience is liable to produce a lock this monster, the one true Elvis, an interdimensional wormhole, or the real rapture. You don't want to miss that, Scott in Ithaca.
That was fantastic. I would love to see the one true Elvis.
Yeah.
It's like a variety of kind of like ersatz Elvises, and then the ones like one true Elvis. That's true.
One more sexy liberal one. Woohoo! I got a woohoo. See, it's subject line. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Diane in Lansing, I'm so excited. I just got my sexy liberal show tickets for Detroit. I'll be bringing my Republican husband, who wasn't sure he wanted to go. He kept saying it would probably be at the local Comedy Hut or maybe McDonald's.
Yeah, because the liberals love corporate fast food.
Yes.
When I told him it was at the Detroit Opera House, he was impressed. I'm hoping you guys can turn him back around. He and his father and mother voted for Obama the first time they ever voted Democratic, and now he's disenchanted, blah, blah, blah. My son, 10 years old, was really disappointed he couldn't come. No, not for the kids.
No, it's not a baby show.
No.
Not a baby show.
He's the boy who thought your bit about Hillary smacking Bill with the pots and pans was hilarious.
Oh, the kids love the violence.
The kids
going to be, oh, they really do. Right?
They love the cartoon
when you
violence.
When you take the pots and pans on each side and smack the head together and it makes a little face shape inside the pan, that's always nice. That's always good.
And with the Tweety birds going around the head.
Tweet, 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 tweet. All right. Oh, the other thing we forgot real quick.
I love that Tim Pawlenty just shook, I'm sorry, off subject. They just shook all the other debaters like it was his debate. He's like, thanks for coming to my debate.
Right.
And they all just took that like, well, sure. Pizza guy was like, well, thanks for having me, Pawlenty.
Thanks for having us.
But remind me to give you some coupons for some pies.
What's that? Sorry. I finally figured out my cure for insomnia. It's a Republican debate.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was boring.
That's right. And we'd like to welcome our debaters, Tim Pawlenty.
Cartoon snoring.
Oh, my God, you did it at the same time.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, it's the force field that
great,
is Aisha Tyler
great
and I
quest,
together.
Great stoner minds. Okay.
Because, I was getting ready to call Michael Jackson's doctor, who at least has the dosage right now.
Not enough time?
No. Since the tragedy?
I think like a week was probably. You're
a week early?
You're far without the safe birth of time. Mm. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, for Michael Jackson people, it'll never be enough time. So,
right.
They're still like, let's go march to prove Michael didn't do it. I'm like, it's really moot, right? This is the definition of moot at this point.
Listen, I needed no more compelling defense than Liza Minnelli on Larry King's show. That show was my favorite show ever.
She
was in Paris. And
remember
she was,
Larry King? That was my favorite show ever. That's what I thought you said.
No, my favorite Larry King
specific
episode.
Larry King. Well, yeah.
I'm sure it was your favorite because it was the show was that had you on the most.
Oh, yeah, we loved him.
Yeah,
thanks,
Liza
Larry.
Was a little overwrought, which is unusual for her. She was in...
She reclumped.
Yeah, she kept calling Larry honey. You remember. She's like, oh, Larry! Oh, honey, it's awful! And then when the child molestation stuff came up, she's like, oh, Larry! Oh, honey, he didn't do it! Oh, Larry! Oh, honey! She just was going to have a complete meltdown right in the... Liza, calm down.
She just needed somebody to talk to.
Yes.
Right?
It's Liza, not true, Larry. It's never true, honey.
It's never true. It'll never be true. As she leaves, as she lists to one side like a rudderless boat. None of it was true, honey. None of it. I'm sober as snails.
She's talking all over Quincy Jones. Larry's like, Liza, one at a time.
I love Larry so much. He was there and then he wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was talking to you and then he was on his houseboat. He's just always going to his happy place every couple of minutes.
All right. My breaking news was that there is Sexy Liberal merchandise finally.
That's right.
At sexyliberal.com. Maureen, I don't think we have this yet, but Maureen in Massachusetts said, Steph, I'm not usually the creative type. I was thinking, though, if you had a T-shirt made up to sell and it says Boogity Boogity Cheese Aisha Tyler 2012 on the front of it and on the back it said something like supporting the Trevor Project, I would pay $25 for those.
I love
in large
the Trevor Project so
navy blue
much.
With white lettering. I'll buy the first one.
That's excellent.
I don't believe we have Boogity Cheese wear yet, but we do have Sexy Liberal merchandise.
That actually might have been trademarked by Aisha.
Yeah, well, that's mine. Yeah, yeah. I own that already. Those T-shirts will be at those shows. The Boogity Lady Cheese shirts.
Okay. Oh, reviewing for those of you who don't know what that means, she was Aisha, because we learn things from Aisha. It's not just funny.
Yeah, you learn things. Some of them meaningful, some of them weren't.
When they do brain surgery, we did not know that you must be awake so that if they touch the wrong part, there is a part of your brain that if they touch it, it makes you say...
You yell at, boogity, boogity, cheese! Then they know, okay, let's not cut that part out.
That's the part.
That's bad. Then they do, they kind of, because they go like, are you okay now? They touch you. You're like, are you okay now?
Yeah, it's
fine.
Like a game of operation.
Are you okay now? Well, I'm okay if by okay you mean my head's cut open, I'm sedated, so I don't feel it, and you're poking at my brain. Yes, I'm fine. That's fine. I'm good.
All
we
just
tired.
Touched the funny bone. Have a boogity, boogity, cheese!
And then boogity, boogity, cheese, and that's the brain funny bone.
Okay, thank
and then
you.
They go, yeah, let's leave that
thank
part
you.
In.
Okay. I think she needs that part.
That's from Dr. Tyler.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's not a doctor, but she plays one.
So
I'm going to
be taking over for Sanjay Gupta any day now.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour, back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
From the future.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Yeah.
That's not my name. They call me.
Oh, yeah, you stream. That's Aisha and I chair dancing. That's what we're talking about.
Aisha's not on the Ustream
yet. Not yet.
She's
not?
Oh, thank God. I don't know what you were doing. It's some sort of karate chop dance.
I was. I know. I like to dance. I'm not a very good dancer, so I just like to make a point of it. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm going to make you a bad pool soup, let's just put some rocks in there. Let's just go for it. You're like, am I chewing on gravel? Yes, you are. That's my gravel soup, bitches. I'm a really bad...
I sense another T-shirt.
Gravel soup, bitches.
Eat my gravel soup, bitches.
So
I think Mitt Romney said that last night.
He did. Yes.
I'm almost positive.
He did.
Yeah, you don't like Romney care? Eat my gravel soup, bitches.
Or as Pawlenty said, Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, that's their new thing.
Yes.
Wow.
They love to coin a phrase.
That's Republican humor.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Waka waka. Waka
hilarious. All right. David Bender, political strategist extraordinaire, joins us after the bottom of the hour to talk about the big debate.
Yeah,
excuse me, I'm just clearing my throat.
No, yeah, sure.
Debate. All right. Okay. We both watched the same cartoon snoring.
We really did, yes.
Remember, like, well, Ma, I'll never get back to sleep now.
And then one eye opened. One eye opens. Looks around. Closes again.
All right. So the White House says that Anthony Weiner's behavior has been inappropriate and a distraction. Wiener's on temporary leave of absence and treatment for an undisclosed disorder at an undisclosed location.
I think
we can fill in the blanks.
You're here to be treated for your flaming case of douchebaggery. Now, it's not in the medical journals, but you clearly are a douchebag, and we're going to try to beat...
But is it douchebaggery?
It is.
A lot of people, you know, when they're flirting online, send pictures of themselves.
Send a picture of their erect penis?
Yeah.
Maybe not the first picture you send. But,
but like two or three once you've broken the ice. You know, I think that the definition of douchebaggery is doing something that you know is inappropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly.
Well, let me ask
with
you.
With a kind of arrogance that I'm not going to be caught or there's not going to be
problems. Yeah. Well, let me ask you as a married woman, because I did hear women call into shows going, I wish that was the only thing my husband did.
Oh, those poor ladies.
What?
You know there are vibrators.
I imagine you would react
badly
with your husband, as you like to call him your cracker, that you lick.
I lick. He's so sweet.
This would not be okay, right?
No. This is all different worlds and shades of not okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And
what's with the newly married? You think like the bachelor party went a little
long? That's the douchebag
part. He was panicking.
That's one aspect of douchebag part. But also married 20 years and sending a picture of your erect penis. Pretty much douchebaggery.
Right. But if you're single, like he was.
Yeah. No, if he was single.
Well, he was single when he was doing. Probably the majority of this.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, like how? But I feel like he was dating and engaged. So, like, single is, you know, that's
relative,
semantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I also think that you are so douchebaggery is the inappropriate behavior when you're dating and then engaged and then married, right? But the secondary behavior is being a senator. In a complete gotcha, I mean, or a congressman, whatever he's doing. Yes, you know, some elected official. I don't pay attention to those titles.
Whatever.
What time is it? I'm drunk. So being a congressman, being an elected representative in a complete gotcha culture, that's all we do here is catch people.
I know.
On tiny infractions, turns of phrase, you call somebody a fakaka
or
whatever.
No, you're right. It's not illegal.
Yeah,
it's just douchebaggery.
It's just stupid. So he's a douchebag, and he's also a dumb douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there was nothing illegal.
Yeah.
No,
unlike
nothing
David
Vitter
or
nothing illegal.
Yeah, or
nothing
Ensign.
Illegal. Yeah, I mean, I just think he's a jackhole. I don't know that like he should go to jail. But his wife should kick him out.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of feel that way.
Really?
I'm a big fan. Well, I love being married.
Would you,
and
if
I,
she,
I
if
believe
you were pregnant?
That marriage is about compromise. Oh yeah, it's kick him out, take all his money, roll over him in my car, send tweet a picture of this jackhole. Because I feel like, again, I feel like even one or a series of, but it just seems like he was just like this rabid, constant, chronic, creepy cheater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And okay, he didn't have
but
sex
is that
with
cheating?
Anybody. He didn't have sex with anybody that we know of. That we know of.
Right.
But, I don't know. I mean, it's like the guy who blows up a cat with a firecracker and then, you know, and then shoots a dog. He's eventually going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think this is a guy who was on, if he hasn't already done it, which I don't believe, I actually think he has cheated, quite honestly.
Well, that's
the
thing. You
kind
of go,
yeah, I think he has.
Not
he
sure
was on his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Aisha Tyler, ladies and gentlemen, I sent some testicles, you know. Ooh.
I love
Behave.
Men. I love men. And I really do like men. I like them. Like, yeah. But, I just think, you know, come on.
They want to hear more of that after the break.
I love dudes.
On the Stephanie Miller
Bring
Show.
It on. Yay, testicles.
Stephanie Miller
was unanimously declared totally cool, who subsequently set in motion another supreme kegger.
Awesome.
This hour brought to you by the Office of Professional Employees International Union, AFL-CIO. It pays to belong. Union! We're in the midst of Tuesdays with Tyler. Oh, she's doing her makeup so that she might grace the Ustream for you.
So that you won't be like, who's that man impersonating Aisha?
Oh, stop it. She's one of those annoying women that looks just as good without makeup.
Yeah.
Steffi and I are going to hug it out after the show. Oh, we're going to do some hugging.
Eat
yes,
my
we
gravel,
are.
Bitch.
Eat my gravel, bitch.
Gravel soup. Pardon
gravel
me.
Gravel soup. That's right.
Pardon me.
But I was, speaking of Queens, I was at Philly Pride yesterday, Smut Sunday. It was the most amazing thing.
I know.
Oh, I only ever just want to perform at Pride celebrations now. I got to ride on a float. I was saying it was really exciting to be the shortest girl on that float for the first time in my life. I'm the little queen today. I'm usually the biggest queen. And it was so fabulous. And then, and I got to wave. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, the queen wave. I've been on the float.
I was a pretty, pretty princess. What's great is there's always a bunch of people, obviously, there's always the people along the parade route who are excited to see you and who are there for the parade. And then there's always, because it was in Philly.
People that have no idea who you are.
With their kids, and they're so confused. Look at that big girl, and then the even bigger girl, and then the really big girl.
they're like a bunch of Russian dolls.
Exactly.
Smaller and smaller, little
only
queen.
Large and black. So, so it was so great because I would give them special ways. I'd be like, good morning. I was like so into it. It was the greatest day ever. And then and then Mayor Michael Nutter gave me the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell?
It was really heavy. Oh, my God. It did not fit in the overhead.
I thought Michelle
like, wow.
Bachman said that was in South Carolina.
Oh, no. Ridiculous. Right. It's at South Beach in Florida.
Of course.
And then I performed, and it was just the greatest day ever. Aww. Yeah, it was really, really wonderful. So,
yay, Gay Pride. Yay,
we love the gays.
Yes, indeed. All right. Speaking of which, here's one now. David Bender, political strategist extraordinaire. Good morning, David Bender.
Speaking of queens.
And now the biggest queen of all.
So Aisha, do people rush up and go, where's Ross? Where's Joey? Do you get a lot of that?
They do. They'll come up and they'll ask. They always ask who is a better kisser. That's always the question. Yeah. They always want to know what it was like to kiss them. Then they, or they ran up. What the answer is, I was just trying to have good breath and not pee myself a little. That's all I remember. It was like a blackness.
You're a good friend.
And a lot of people peed themselves because they're like, what? There's a black person on Friends.
I know. And she's kissing
they
everybody.
They got a black friend. What?
I was trying to kiss Jennifer Aniston. I can't have just be one scene. We're just, you know what I mean? Rachel and I just make out a little bit in the hallway. No? You sure?
No?
Sure. I think it'd be a good twist.
David Bender.
They did the same thing last night on the debate.
Yeah.
They did the same thing. Ross or Joey, they did the same thing. John King decided that the American people needed to know Republican opinions on what he called, and this is breaking news, this or that. If you missed it, and I understand that it is the greatest sleep aid but I'm telling you right now, these were the stories that I think are going to decide the future of the nation. These are the questions that were posed to the Republicans. Rick Santorum was asked, and this, you know, you watched him, his brain sort of exploded as he had to consider the answer to Leno or Conan.
Oh, good God.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
And you want to know? Rick Santorum kisses neither Leno nor Conan. I don't watch either of them. I don't know what to tell you.
What year is it?
Yeah. And then, of course, Michelle Bachman, this is the most exciting moment in my life.
I filed today my paperwork to seek the office of the presidency of the United States.
I got an AP News alert on my iPhone.
Oh, thank God for comedy.
Right when that happened. I'm like, hasn't she already declared?
Yeah.
No, she hadn't. She had filed exploratory papers. And this was their big strategy, Chris, was that she was going to use this debate and the national audience to tell everybody that she was in. And it dropped. You know, this was supposed to be a big applause moment. It got scattered applause.
Yeah.
People was like, why are you here if you weren't a candidate until just now? How did you get credentialed? Why are you in this room?
Exactly. And John King did just that. He said, well, just so you understand, it was just she hadn't formed her committee, but now she's official, and thank you, and let's go on to the next question.
It took
about 8 seconds.
It kind of landed with a thud.
David, I love this one line in National Journal. Her sparkly performance overshadowed Palenty, her fellow Minnesotan. It doesn't take much to overshadow Tim
Palenty. Well, I got to tell you something. Making crazy eyes does make you seem like you're sparkly. You know what I mean? When your eyes are wobbling about in the sockets. Woo, she's sparkling.
Wow, that's
sparkling.
No, my dear friends. This was a great gift to the Sexy Liberal Show. She was actually very good for crazy people. She pulled it off. She was effective. She actually looked like, you know, someone who had taken just the right dosage, just the right amount of medication.
She got the medication just right. Her husband picked out her pantsuit and the exact right amount of pills to get her,
one and a half.
She said everything that, you know, the right wing, the crazy right wing wants to hear, but she said it in a way that actually made her look credible. Now, listen, this is me, who thinks all of them, you know, were debating on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, she came off very effectively, and the consensus is today, and when I finished watching it, I went, wow, Michelle Bachmann is now a player.
Oh, dear God. Doesn't that say a lot about the field?
And the seventh seal was opened. And the waters rushed in.
Seventh ring of hell has opened. I mean, David, doesn't that say more about the field?
Sarah Palin was at home steaming.
Oh, yes, she was.
Because Michelle Bachmann just took that job.
Mm-hmm.
She got that place in the debate.
The dumb candidate, did that vote? The Dippy Brunette vote?
I don't even think Dippy Brunette. It's like, who is going to vote for her?
I don't know.
She's
all right, so
spooky-dooky.
Newt Gingrich, I didn't think he could implode any further, David. But he criticized the Ryan plan again. He said if you can't convince the American people it's a good idea, maybe it's not a good idea. So that's going to...
Thank God for somebody telling the truth.
He defended his position saying, I'm totally for it, but we have to be persuasive. If we don't do our job in persuading people, then that's our fault. But it's the right plan, and we should persuade people for it. That was the way he tried to dig himself out of a hole. And much more important, he said, American Idol, not Dancing with Stars.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, he has decided to reject Tom
Anathema.
Gray.
Anathema.
Now, as you were
one of
Howard Dean's senior advisors, what happens when your entire campaign staff quits? Has that ever happened before?
That has never happened before. The closest analogy is John McCain. A number of McCain's people, remember when McCain sort of basically was going around the country by himself, he had one aide and went, back to the Maverick guy. That's when people were saying McCain's going to drop out of the race. And pundits were absolutely convinced that McCain's campaign had weeks to go. He became the nominee. So you can't necessarily look to precedent. But no, if you're asking, has everybody, and this is not just a few people, these are the people at every level of Gingrich's campaign. It's the people who are running the national staff and the state coordinators, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. They all bailed. Everybody's gone.
Wow.
All that's left is Calista and the jewelry. That's it. The Tiffany's account is still working.
Yeah, and we...
In fact, I think it may be sponsoring the campaign.
We determined yesterday that I think she has no eyelids. I think that's... that's. I don't know for sure if it's a lizard type situation.
Blinking makes you look old.
Yeah.
Blinking is for
years. That may be the criterion for Republican women, because Michelle Bachmann did not blink the entire night.
Yeah.
And Cindy McCain
really
doesn't blink?
No, I know. It's weird. Think
yeah.
about it. Okay.
No,
now...
The zombie woman.
Here's how they could save money. If they nominated Herman Cain, they could use the McCain signs and just, white out the McC in there. And that way. Now, he, of course, proclaimed, I'm not a politician. That's supposed to be the big thing. Someone that has absolutely no qualifications.
I'm totally unqualified for this job.
Except making crappy pizza.
Yes, except for a hubris and a lack
and
of guile.
And twisty bread.
Yeah.
And, of course, to that point, the penetrating question that John King put to him was, would it be thin crust or deep dish?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That sounds like a sexual position.
Mm-hmm.
Thin crust or deep dish, baby.
Mm.
It's come to this, though. This is, and Aisha, you were talking about, the nature of our gotcha culture.
Mm-hmm.
These are the gotcha questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what they're asking people who want to run for president. Mitt Romney, spicy or mild?
Oh, yeah. It really is
ridiculous.
But
you know what's alarming, too, is that there was probably a lot of, meetings and conferences and focus grouping. We want to edge up the debate this year. We want to bring in the youngsters. How are we going to make this feel a little bit more exciting?
We're going to hip it up.
Hip it up. Let's ask about chicken wing flavors.
kids are like,
chicken wings? What? What year is it?
And so they asked Ron Paul, BlackBerry or iPhone. They asked a 75-year-old man who has a rotary phone at home.
I can't eat blackberries anymore. I have diverticulitis. I can't have a blackberry.
He was born in Michigan. His father was governor there, and he stood by his withering criticism of the auto rescue, which I don't, at this point, David, get how you can spin that as anything but a huge success for America and for the...
Astonishing. They did it wrong, apparently. Mitt Romney said that what should have happened is the GM and Chrysler should have gone into bankruptcy. If they'd taken my advice, they'd have gone into bankruptcy and we'd have saved a lot of money. What?
Mm.
What you're really saying is they would have laid off all of those workers, and then they would have come back into business. And that's not saving the auto industry. That's saving executive jobs.
Well, not only that, but that would have been, that, I mean, we all agree that would have been completely destructive to all of the ancillary businesses that depend on the auto business.
Exactly.
I mean, it would have been a terrible ripple that would have crippled aspects of the economy, never would have recovered.
Yeah. And now they've paid us back in profits.
Paid us back.
Poised to be, you know, take over number one again.
Yeah. He's dumb.
No, I actually said aloud, Mitt Romney, you MF, you go to Detroit and say that. Invite him on stage with the Sexy Liberal Show.
Yeah.
Ask him to come and say the same thing in Detroit.
Yeah. I dare you. Not since Charlie Sheen's Violent Torpedo of whatever.
Whatever.
Well, there'll be such booing.
Yeah.
A pack of booberries released in Detroit.
Such a booing that rose.
All right. David Bender, my buddy, my pal, love ya. See you again on Thursday.
Thanks. See you this weekend.
All right. I love you. Oh, that's
Thank
right.
You so yeah. much.
My house husband's coming home this weekend.
Oh, how exciting.
I got to tart it up a little bit. All right.
Lip gloss.
45 minutes.
Lip gloss and pot stickers, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be
right.
a party.
45 minutes after the hour. We'll be back with more. Aisha Tyler was explaining how much she really loves men. And
I do
there are several
men
still glued to the
radio.
I mean,
it's not like it's
wanting
a,
to know.
It's not like it's a business or anything like that. I'm just saying. This is not about guys being dogs. This
she
is
doesn't
about
pay
this particular
for it.
Guy being a dog.
She does it for free. And she'll do it when we get back.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't know what you're doing. I'm doing my Rock'em Sock'em Robot dance.
That's good. I'm doing my karate chop. I'm going to get you a robot dance.
Wow.
Aisha's now on the Ustream, by the way.
Wow.
No, actually, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing my Jason Bourne running dance.
It's freaky.
That's how you show you're serious, right?
Stop it.
Your hands are open. Serious running. Doing serious running.
51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler continues apace. Oh, here's the president on the Wienergate.
Ultimately, there's going to be a decision for him and his constituents. I can tell you that if it was me, I would resign.
Oh, you wouldn't have to. Michelle would kill him.
He would be there. He knows. But he knows, though. So that's the guy who's like, I understand what would happen to me. I would wake up dead. So I don't do it. All right? You know, I know which side of my butter my life would be ended on.
Yeah.
All right. Robert in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello, Robert.
Hey, got my ducats to the Santa Fe show.
Woo! August 6th.
Stoked. And, you know, no offense to Hal Sparks, but, you know, Aisha Tyler, I swear to you, I was born and raised in Santa Fe, and we used to sneak into the Lenzic Theater back in the day, and we'd watch the Foxy Brown movies, and you are the modern-day Foxy Brown.
She is the modern-day Foxy Brown.
You're an angel. That
All
was
right.
very nice of you to say. Thank
we'll see you.
You
there.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
All right. Yeah, and by the way, Hal Sparks just plays someone that likes men. Aisha Tyler really likes.
Well, to explain myself quickly, my point was that he was that Wiener is a douchebag and engaged in Jack Holder's baggery.
Yes.
But this is not about guys being dogs or all guys are bad. I'm just saying this particular guy engaged in repeated irresponsible behavior. And, you know, also, here's the other thing we all need to... He's also dumb. Even more than being a douchebag, he's just stupid. When are people going to learn the internet is forever?
Yeah,
yes.
Forever.
And you're
people
a congressman.
Seem to not, yeah,
you.
You're a congressman. Like, this is a culture that will get... They'll be like, hey, you put cow milk in your soy milk latte. You're a liar and a thief, and you should be run out of town on a rail. Like, come on. You know, like, think. Use your brain. The internet is forever. And we should have a class. When kids get to school, they should be like, learn how to tie your shoes. Learn how to color inside the lines. And children, the internet is forever.
It holds on to naked pictures forever.
That's
it does.
First class
hey, I improve
learn.
Of that. It makes naked pictures for you if you don't have any, and then holds on to those
That's
forever.
True.
Yes.
You can grow up to sell a lot of tickets to your little dirty comedy show.
Well, there will be no nudity.
I need to teach that class. How to exploit your friends to sell tickets. Michael in L.A. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm hoping that we can talk about how Michelle Bachmann
doesn't understand how the Constitution works.
Yeah.
When they were talking about marriage is between a man and a woman, she said, and I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I'm not sure how this would work. How exactly would you make a constitutional amendment but allow states rights on the same issue? I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way.
It's just the one or the other.
Yeah.
It's just the one or the other.
I mean, if you make a constitutional amendment, then it's a constitutional amendment. It's for everybody.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She's a big homophobe. Okay.
And dumb.
And her husband picks out her pantsuits. Seriously.
Yeah. He dresses her.
Does he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he shops for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Michelle, here she
is. President Obama is a one-term president.
All right. By the by, in New York, at the altar of gay marriage, you were just at the gay pride in
Philly Pride.
Yeah, this is big. With the national implications, New York looking more and more like it will be the next state to legalize gay marriage. Yep. Yay.
Finally.
Bill gains momentum in the legislature ahead of a landmark vote that could come by midweek. Andrew Cuomo, the governor, said, I believe the votes will be there for marriage equality if the vote happens, which is huge. Huge. Yep. Donald Trump would say.
Huge. It's exciting that every other state is legalizing gay marriage. And meanwhile, crazy old hippie California can't get it together. What's going on?
Well, yeah. We're
too busy getting Botox.
Although there's something happening this week, right? They're trying to decide whether the judge should have recused himself.
Yes, because of his gayness.
No, I mean, essentially, like everything, all the kind of common was, okay, so the judge in this case is gay. He's been with the same guy for years. They have not gotten married, but they've been essentially, obviously they're married. They've been together for like 25 years or something. And everyone's trying to say that he should have recused himself. The point is that a lawyer was saying, unless you are actively engaged in this issue, like you've donated a lot of money to groups, you've debated it, or you've marched.
Yeah.
You've volunteered, because that's like saying we would like you to vote in this case. You're a person and you breathe and you don't like when people get killed.
It's a ridiculous legal argument. President of Equality Matters said New York sets trends, and if this is a trend, if it happens, we hope it sweeps the country. Quinnipiac poll in New York, 58%. That's nearly 60, Chris.
I've heard.
Of the country.
Support gay marriage, 36% oppose. But here's the rub. Among Republicans, 34% say they'd back legalized gay marriage, 64% opposed. So it literally flips when you know. Mm-hmm. And this is our friend Shelley Wright, who'll be in studio with us Monday. She's always like, oh, I don't want to be on either party. It's like, well, all the homophobes are in one party.
Yeah.
We're in the fight of our life, my friend. Pick a side.
The wonderful thing is, I think, that you can see the kind of the relentless train of history moving in that direction. It will happen. It's just a question of when.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're sliding backwards in lots of ways, but we're not sliding backwards in this particular way. Younger people are more tolerant. They believe in people should have choice. They believe that there should be equality for everybody. And that makes this place so nice to live.
Nice.
So
Nolan
nice.
In LA.
What happened?
I know.
Hey, everybody. Listen, what you just said, I'm kind of walking the line now, because it's hard for me. I used to be a staunch Democrat, but the more I realize what's going on here, Democrats are stupid and Republicans are mean, so it's hard to choose a party, okay?
We're just like in kindergarten now. Why?
Where are the black people of New Hampshire?
Who's
who?
I didn't see one black person in that arena last night except for Mr. King.
Oh, well, that wasn't because there aren't any black people in New Hampshire, although there are very few. I went to college in New Hampshire, and I came in, and immediately I got a ribbon and a cup and a puppy. But so there are not a lot, but they're there. But it's just that there are very few black people in the Republican Party. And I remember the last Republican convention where they just kept cutting to the same five or six brown people. And here we have the Indians for the Republican Indians.
It's Martin Lawrence in a series of different wigs. Nice.
And then, and then here are Latinos, and then they just kind of like move his hat to one side. Yeah, they've got seven or eight brown people. And they don't want to use them all up this early in the campaign. They want to save them for the big guns when they get to the
ridiculous is this, by the way? The one black guy in the Republican field is a birther. He said the term African-American is an inappropriate label for him. It would be more appropriate for President Obama, he said, who's more of an international look. He was raised in Kenya.
What?
No, he wasn't!
So did the last caller going to revise his statement about liberals being dumb and just mush that? I mean, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing how stupid that is.
It is on the record. Born in Hawaii, spent 4 to 5 years in Indonesia, returned to the U.S. to live with his grandmother.
He
never lived in Kenya.
The rest of us, and by us, I mean people who make pizza for a living, look bad.
Yes. You make, 58 minutes. Not that about her.
Yes.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Horror fans in the San Francisco area, Lord Bloodraw's nerve-wracking theater presents classics Dracula and Frankenstein, June 18th at the Bal Theater in San Leandro. Go to www.baltheater.com for details.
All right. If you'd like to sponsor now, it's Stephanie Miller Show, stephaniemiller.com. For all the Sexy Liberal Show dates, go to sexyliberal.com. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Speaking of which, Mark in Detroit, Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, and I'll be in Detroit August 20th. Hurry, tickets going fast. There might be a teeny tiny little couple of tickets they released for Santa Fe August 6th, which was already sold out. Get it?
Oh, there we go.
They might be gone by now, sorry.
Right.
but good luck. Mark writes, Steph, longtime podcast subscriber. While listening to the show last week, I was in a panic when you teased the big announcement. I knew from Facebook, August 20th, was the date for Detroit. I'm happy to say I have two main floor VIP tickets. Woo-hoo!
Oh, we can't wait to see you there.
For the meet and greet, I have to say this is huge for me. Huge. It will be the highlight of my summer. Now all I need is a date. Know any single Zoftig sexy liberal women that would be interested in attending the show? If so, send one my way. Lots of sexy liberals going single to this show, I say. I'm going to be looking for some sexy liberal strange.
Sexy liberal strange.
Yeah. sexy liberal dating game going on.
It'll be nice. Yes. It'll be nice, some love connections. I told you a story about two people that met on my Facebook page. And then, like from two different towns, and then fell in love, and I've been dating for, like, 5 years.
We have that. We've made love connections on the Stephanie Miller blog.
That's so great. That makes you so happy.
Everyone but me.
You're special. You just can't fall in love with just anybody, Stephanie.
I'm fine. Nobody touch me. All right. I know what'll cheer me up. There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America. Charlie Pierce, the funniest writer in the world, from the Boston Globe.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Wah, 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 wah. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Well, I don't want to interrupt MillerMingle.com here.
Exactly. Welcome to Steph A Date.
So, Steph A Date?
I'm surprised that
that's,
you're...
That's Anthony Weiner, isn't it?
Hey! Hey! Oh, look,
Chip... Am I the only one who was reminded of Harry Shearer and Spinal Tap, by the way?
What do you mean?
What, the cucumber scene.
Oh.
Oh.
I guess I was. Never mind.
Like a gherkin. More of a gherkin.
Can I go back to MillerMingle.com?
Yes.
That
all right. Okay. Let's go to the sizzling electricity that was the Republican debate last night.
Okay.
First of all, of course, Mittens.
This president has failed.
So two new polls, of course, show Mitt Romney topping the others. But, Charlie, you've been looking at polls for a long time. He got 24%. He's only 4 points ahead of Governor Palin. I mean, who's not, as far as we know, running? Judy Giuliani, who, as far as we know, isn't running, at 16% in this poll.
Yeah, he does lose his home state. But he does lose the state in which he was governor, by the way, by a substantial margin, which is the case with a lot of these guys, by the way. But I'll tell you, I mean, I got to admit, they're smarter than they look, because last night was about Obama, not about each other. I didn't think they could do it.
Yeah.
I didn't think they could keep from, like, tearing themselves apart with orthodoxy. You know, who's the Tea Partyist of the Tea Parties? They did it.
Well,
which actually sort of surprised me.
And as you know, Pawlenty had gone to meet the press and called it Obamacare, and then yesterday he...
It's obvious, yeah. and President Obama said in his own words that he patterned Obamacare after the health care plan in Massachusetts and merged it, those two things together to form Obamacare, or as I called it, Obamacare.
Yes, Obamacare, and I still stand up myself.
First he was Obamacare.
Former governor. What?
He worked them all out. Obamacare. Obama-ro-care.
Bach-mono-care.
Bach-mono-care.
That passes as a quip, I guess, in Republican.
Jane Owen Obamacare.
So, who did you think came out the best in the debate?
I think Mitt did, because I think, you know, in that group, he is the world's tallest grown-up. I mean, everybody else, I mean, the thin veneer of of Republican solidarity does you know, it's like a thin layer of ice among on a roiling river of crazy.
To quote
Warren
Zevon,
it's only a matter of time.
To quote Warren Zevon, his hair was perfect.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, that ad he's got out about unemployment, that's a really good ad.
It is.
And it really
the bumps in the road.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why? Because this administration hasn't done enough on jobs, and it was really a great ad to roll out the week a New York Times story comes out that talks about Barack Obama romancing the hedge fund managers again.
Mm. Well, I mean, except that.
I'm telling you, you know that as soon as they get in, they're going to enact policies that will make everything worse.
Yeah,
but if they decide to run on unemployment, they can get traction with that. Mm-hmm.
Well, except that, you know, he already got caught in that. So it's this web ad saying, you know, Obama had said there's going to be bumps in the road to economic recovery. The ad features a bunch of people laying down on the road who slowly rise up and say, "I'm an American, not a bump in the road." But you know, the problem is Romney used the exact same phrase back in May 1st, 2006. He Romney warns of potential bumps in the road for health care law.
Yes, and he won't get the votes of any of the 11 people who actually know that.
Right.
Yeah.
But out there in the country where unemployment is really closer to 12% and 13% than it is to 9%, that ad's going to work. And unless the White House has something to counter it besides, you know, look at what we did for the auto industry, he's vulnerable on that because they went for deficit reduction and not jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they made that decision and they put Tim Geithner in charge and they're going to pay. And that's a price they can pay for that.
Well, I mean, you know, the problem.
I mean, I don't mean to harsh the.
No, I mean, I think it's really interesting though because you're saying he went to for deficit reduction and not jobs, which is really the middle way. I mean, that's really the conservative approach is deficit reduction and not jobs. So what I think it's going to be really interesting to put it to Romney. Well, how all the ways that the administration has tried to increase job creation, a lot of it's been through government grants and programs, you know, public works and things like that, which that's been one approach they feel like they could control, and they have created some jobs in those sectors.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, Charlie, is you can't argue with the actual graphs. I mean, you've got to look at where we were when George Bush was in and where we have come since then. And I know what you're saying, it may not be enough, Charlie, but there is no other way to spin that you know, yes, the stimulus should have been bigger, but I don't think we could have gotten a bigger one passed. So, you know, how does Mitt Romney, 47th in job creation when he was governor, win that fight?
Mitt Romney says, look, you don't have a job right now, and I'll find a way to get you one.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy does, and this other guy hasn't done it. That's all he's got to do. We're not talking.
Well,
Only
three other states did job creation worse.
I mean, that's going to have to be the counter argument.
The 18 people who know that won't vote for him.
Yeah, but that's the case you're going to have to
tell that
story. Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Tell that story.
It was hard to. It was hard to believe that Newt Gingrich could
have... threw in Paul Krugman today just for fun back there. I like that.
Jim.
Krugman.
Yeah.
It's like a magic spell.
Krugman.
It's like a magic spell. Krugman.
All right, Newt Gingrich last night.
The Obama administration is an anti-jobs, anti-business, anti-American energy, destructive force.
Shut up. Go away. Go on another cruise.
Right.
Shut up.
He can't afford to go on another cruise. His wife spent all his money.
Everyone on the stage is laughing at you, Newt. Really, God.
Yeah, I mean, how much longer do you think he lasts?
Who, Newt?
Yeah.
I think he's, with his ego, I think he'll run if he's got 15 cents in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he
gets free media. People go to him.
Well,
you know,
it's good because
he
only has 15 cents in the bank.
He's hoping that everything old is new again. Here he is again.
I will carry the message of American renewal to every part of this great land.
Oh, good Lord.
No matter what it takes.
Yeah, he'll carry it.
And with the help of every American who wants to change Washington, we will prevail.
Oh, boy.
He sounds more bored than I am.
Over what? What are we prevailing over? And he's going to take the message of American renewal all the way to Corfu and Santorini.
Nice.
Nice.
I mean, when your own guy.
The word Corfu is just funny.
It is.
I mean, that's unprecedented, by the way, to have a guy's entire staff quit on the same day.
Right.
We don't want, what did he say? That we don't want to sell products. We want to run a campaign.
Yeah. Okay. How much? Who lasts longer, Newt Gingrich or Anthony Weiner? What kind of odds are you laying on Anthony Weiner?
I think Newt stumbles along at least through Iowa. I don't think he's going to drop out before the votes are cast.
Right.
And I honestly believe he thinks he can do everything his way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, his way to run for president is to, you know, take wifey to Corfu on the boat and leave everybody else here to sell his books for him. Plus, he's got another book coming out.
Oh, boy.
So he's in it for at least that long.
And how long will the Weiner stick it out, as they say,
oh,
in the New York
Lord.
Post?
I think he. I still say I think he runs for re-election.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's time for Democrats to shut up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, why is this story still moving? Because Democrats turning on their own is news.
Yeah.
Not that it shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah.
You know,
no. Steny
Hoyer and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the rest of them can just shut up now.
Yeah.
Because it's not doing anybody any good. It's you'll pardon the expression, hardening his resolve.
And it's hard enough if you've seen the news announcements saying, Charlie Pierce, out on the joke. Thank you so much. See you next week. All right, there he goes. Charlie Pierce. You can't tell. You got to go out on them.
Well,
you know that.
Unfortunately, it's like, you know, this thing keeps coming up. The press keeps bringing
so
it up. Because it's a yes, it does keep coming up. It keeps popping up, rearing its ugly head.
Yes.
Because, you know, making everybody uncomfortable. Because, you know, it's the flashiest of the stories. And unfortunately, the president addressed it in that interview with Tim Curry.
This is interesting. Kim is in New York in his district. Hey, Kim, good morning.
No, this is Carol.
Oh, okay.
Carol
that's
in New York.
Fine. My screener's drunk. I apologize.
As usual.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, first of all, today is the 25th anniversary of me legally and blissfully licking my cracker.
Oh,
25 years.
25 years.
That's wonderful.
Cracker looking good.
Mm-hmm. I'm also in Congressman Wiener's district.
Uh-huh.
And people in the district here... I want him to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really kind of at the point where I have to agree with Charlie, although he did kind of bring me down a few seconds ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's his job.
I know. But I do have to agree with him that it's time for Democrats to shut up now.
Yeah.
And you know, we just seem to have this need to, like, eat our own, and I just don't get that.
Yep.
And, you know, one more thing I just wanted to say. You know, I keep hearing the media saying that, you know, Obama's message about job creation and how he's vulnerable on this whole thing because it's not going to get out there, and like Charlie Pierce just said, like 18 people will know about this.
Yeah.
Well, now whose fault is that besides the White House? I think the media has utterly failed on the truth of job creation.
Yeah.
We failed.
Yeah.
So if they're not going to tell the truth, and we're just going to play like this game where, you know, it's up to the administration to tell the truth, and nobody else even tries to help them out by telling the truth, which is what I thought the
media
was
all about.
Well,
yeah, I was saying that the Reince Priebus, the RNC chair, said on Meet the Press that Obama's lost 2 million jobs, and I'm like, David Gregory
doesn't counter that. No, exactly.
And to sit there and listen to David Gregory just kind of like skate over that, and then to like, you know, people to say, oh, well, only 18 people are going to know that he created, you know, any jobs.
Did I say 2 million? I meant 2 billion.
Yeah, exactly. Carol, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, she's scrappy.
I will say what's interesting about this is that everyone is saying right now that we eat our own. Politicians eat their own.
Yeah.
This is not a Republican or a Democrat thing.
Republicans aren't.
They run quite a bit of theirs out.
Yeah,
I mean,
but,
you know,
Republicans don't eat their own wiener. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to say Democrats eating their own without getting a wiener joke right in the middle of it.
Right,
like, I could do that.
Like, you could. Rearing its ugly head.
Everybody
always scatters when there's one guy that seems like he might taint the rest of them. With
taint.
I said taint. It devolved so quickly around here, I couldn't even finish a sentence.
Spitball in the neck. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's your information slut. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Snoopy Dances Ustream. There you go. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. And that's Aisha Tyler doing her spastic puppet or whatever. It's the yay! She's on the Sexy Liberal Tour dance. Okay. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. All right, people are losing their minds. Aisha Dennis writes, Steph, is it possible to download Aisha Tyler saying boogity boogity cheese as a ringtone for my cell phone? Sorry, we don't have that available.
We haven't created that. Although I bet you if you spent enough time looking on the interwebs, you could create that for yourself.
That could be our little personal stimulus.
Professor Honeydew.
All right, we've been talking about the economy, jobs, et cetera, with Charlie Pierce, et cetera. Alex, fine American, writes, Steph, RNC Chair Reince Priebus, who was on Meet the Press, asked voters regarding the economy, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Yes.
Duh. That was before the Bush recession. Unfortunately, American voters have an obscenely short memory, and that question will resonate with voters next year due to the slow pace of the economic recovery. But at least we're recovering, albeit slowly. For example, President Obama has created more jobs in 2.5 years than Bush did in 8, which is what David Gregory should have said.
Yeah.
And those numbers include the 6-digit job losses in the early months of his presidency, which obviously were caused by Bush's policies. Mm-hmm. The presidential candidates say they are focused on jobs, but that's what got the GOP in the majority in the House last year. The classic bait and switch. All they've done is focus on abortion without any proposed jobs bill or progress on the budget or debt ceiling. Of course they want a continued poor economy so they can win next year. It's all about power. The suffering of the working class be damned. Why do they hate Americans? Where are the jobs, Boner? Thank you, Alex.
Yes, Boner. And additionally, what they also want to do is completely eviscerate the safety net. Kill seniors by completely gutting their, like, they don't just want to throw away the new health care plan. They want to go and gut the existing Medicare and Medicaid and send granny into the street looking for cat food and a Band-Aid.
But not just any cat food. Eye sockets and
pole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the most delicious kind.
The president.
I wake up every single morning thinking about how can I make sure that anybody who wants a job is able to get a job.
All right. George and Tempe on Romney last night. Hello, George.
Hey, you know, David Bender is awesome, but he missed one point. You know, Mitt Romney is the ultimate asshat Republican, and the reason why he wanted to let DM go bankrupt is because that's a great way to bust the unions, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. That's what Republicans do. They come in, they slash, they burn, they bust the unions, whatever they can. Yep. They hire everybody back at $8 an hour because that's their version of economic recovery.
Yep, dead on.
Air traffic controllers fall asleep at the switch because they don't have a union anymore.
Yeah.
We could have let the American auto companies fail, and then we'd all be driving Hyundais and Kias right now, and then the communists would have won. Is that what you want, Republican America? Is that what you want, to drive a Kia? Put on your cowboy hat and get in your tiny four-door Korean car. I love the Koreans, nothing against the Koreans, but I'm saying, Republican America, when you get these Dodge commercials and then replace that truck with a nice, high gas mileage, white four-door sedan with four bucket seats and a tinny radio. Is that what you want?
I would close with the gravel line.
Eat my gravel soup, Boner. I'm not running for office.
All right. Jeff in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. I just wanted on Judge Vaughn and them pushing to have his decision overturned regarding marriage equality.
Right.
How do you not have a horse in the race? You're either heterosexual or you're gay.
Right. Yeah.
You're either for marriage equality or you're not. So what? By their own logic, any heterosexual judge is biased.
Yes, it's how you use your genitals that affects your legal thinking, apparently.
The point was well made.
The fact that no one has used that as a pushback argument is almost suspect.
They have, actually.
Simple.
They have. The argument was made that would you have to have any divorced, any judge that had ever been divorced, was going through a divorce, recuse themselves from a divorce case.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Oh,
yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous.
Follow
the logic.
The case hasn't been made. And I actually think that he probably will not recuse himself, and they won't be able to force him to do so.
I agree. All right. 29 minutes after the hour, we continue Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler. Eat her gravel soup, bitches.
Eat my gravel soup, bitches.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
These people bring tomorrow's show fresh and new and gay and hot.
Oh, boy. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. Jeff in California. Aisha, it's for you.
Oh, no.
Hi, Jeff.
I got my VIP tickets for San Francisco on October 29th.
All right. Go ahead.
And I wanted to tell Aisha Tyler that I think that boogity boogity cheese is the sound that the angry birds make when you launch them.
Boogity cheese! like that. Oh, boy. The side effects of the Stephanie Miller Show and Aisha Tyler together are just all right. Well, a lot of talk. We've been talking about the economy, obviously, a lot in the debate last night. We've been talking about it all the morning. One of our good friends is Craig Rickfin, the CEO of ITM Trading, one of our fine sponsors here at the Stephanie Miller Show, who we love to talk economy with because he knows what he's talking about. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Steph. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Listen, we were playing a bite in right-wing world yesterday about the market, that they talk about, you know, the stock market, the stock market. What does that mean? Because, you know, it's interesting. The stock market's gone way up under President Obama, correct? And then now it's dipped slightly.
Right.
But it's still obviously a lot higher than it was, correct? What does all this mean, the swings in the market?
Well, and the Dow is up 140 points this morning as we speak, just over 12,000 to 12,093. So, the market is a function of supply and demand. And, we've been in a bull market recovery since March of 2009. And so the stock market has actually been propelling upwards along with the gold price. And just like what occurred from 2001 up until October of 2007, gold and the stock market rose in conjunction with each other. Gold just happened to outpace the stock market during that time about 2-1.
Well, you know, Craig, you know this about me. I mean, not only have you been a fine sponsor of the Stephanie Miller Show, I literally am too much of a scaredy bear for the stock market. I have never invested in stocks ever. I don't have a dime. I own gold, as you know. I really do. I own gold coins from ITM. But I just, yeah, I don't. I'm already on Prevacid. I don't have the stomach for the stock market. But gold is really, I don't talk about stuff I don't believe in. It really does guard against that. Those kind of the swings in the stock market, right?
Right. Well, everything goes up and down, you know, and gold is becoming more and more. You'll hear a lot of talk today, talk that you didn't hear several years ago, that, you know, gold is actually being talked about as the new reserve world's currency. And that's because the rest of the world, and as well as the United States, all the currencies are very tenuous right now as each country continues to print money and create more and more debt. And this was created by the 2008 to 2009 recession, and it's been necessary for the Fed, in many's mind, to print money to take us out of that recession, the Great Recession.
Craig, what, because, you know, we hear all this talk about the recession. What do you see this recession going longer, getting worse? You know, is it going to be a double dip recession that they, you know, they throw these words around? Just tell us what all that means for a moment.
Well, you know, the recession, the Great Recession really began in December of 2007, and it actually ended in June of 2009. And if you recall just a few minutes ago, we talked about that the stock market hit its bottom and began to climb again from March 2009. So 4 months later, the recession ended.
But Craig, let me just quickly, that I do hear economists say things like jobs are always a lagging indicator, meaning that that's why we're not adding jobs as quickly as we like. Is that true?
That's correct. Jobs are a lagging indicator. And the stock market is a forward-looking indicator. So the markets look into the future, 4 to 6 to 12 months out into the future and forecast the future. Currently, yes, we've been in a soft patch for the stock market, and in the summertime here, we're probably going to continue with a soft patch. However, today could be the beginning of a summer rally. We are going to see more recessions more often. It's one of the leading economic research institutes in the world, Economic Cycle Research Institute, has stated several times that we're going to see more recessions more often. And of course, when we do, the stock market's going to go down.
What does double dip mean, and is that going to happen?
Well, you know, that's an interesting term because we are eventually moving into another recession. It's just a matter of when. We just don't see it 8 to 12 months out into the future at this particular time. But, you know, the recession ended in June of 2009. I really haven't been able to get a good answer around what constitutes a double dip. You know, if we're into a new recession in June of 2012, is that a double dip? We've been out of that recession for 3 years. I don't really think it matters whether it's a double dip or not. It just means we're into another recession.
Yep.
And when we go into another recession, what we see is declining GDP, And we're in a situation today, and this began years ago, where our debt is compounding, and it's compounding, Steph, and the good news is compounding at very low interest rates.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. And right. I tell you the thing that makes me happy every day, I swear to God, you've been to my house, right?
Yes.
Open my drawer in my desk, and I have a bunch of ITM gold coins there.
She also has seven dogs and lots of weapons, so don't go to a house looking for
coins.
Don't
try to get my gold coins. Yes. They're mine, but you can get yours at ITMtrading.com from our friend Craig Griffin, CEO of ITM. Thanks so much for your support, as always, Craig.
And, Steph, we have some good special reports. If people want to call us at 1-888-ON-GOLD, we'll be happy to send them out that information. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Craig. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Steph.
All right, there he goes.
Keep your sticky mitts off me, the blues. I'll heal on you.
Thank you for covering my ass. I'm mentioning my gold coins.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for mentioning my weapons and dogs.
And the desk in my left-hand drawer next to my checkbook.
Oh, my God. Did you read in the New York Times?
My priceless diamond collection.
In the New York
And the jewels, my jewel of the sea necklace that I
have. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. My rare blue diamond
my
necklace.
My single, yes, my giant blue diamond. There's only one in the world that's sitting right next to my cell phone charger in my desk.
Did you read in the New York Times this weekend these rich people are buying a $230,000 guard dog?
Wow.
They're German shepherds.
Wow.
And they go for like this one, $230,000. Somebody said it's like a highly trained kind of Navy SEAL guard dog kind
of. That's steal the guard
dog. That way when it takes the crap on your carpet. This is a $1,200 poop. Pick it up gently. That's $700 worth of crap right there. Gentle. Not just any Ziploc bag. We use the kind with the actual zippers for these poops.
Boy.
I have to tell you something.
I mean, they're like $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, whatever, and then this one really highly trained dog, $230,000 paid for a girl.
I don't believe in that so deeply. It makes me almost as angry as when people paint their dog's toenails with the diamond necklaces.
Well, this is why. How I knew I'd get you going.
You could take that $230,000 and you could donate it to the ASPCA and you could get 75,000 dogs and fill your house with dogs, and then no one would ever get in to steal your things because the little ones would yap and the big ones would poop and the medium sized ones would bite out of frustration. What are you doing?
And the furniture would be destroyed.
Yes. I'm telling you, babies, starving babies! Starving babies!
Doesn't take much to mind her up.
No. Tear.
Okay.
I'm like the Indian in that recycling commercial. Just one tear. Starving babies.
We call them maize.
Tracy in Los Angeles. Hi, Trace.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's hilarious. Hi, Aisha.
Hi.
I'm tuning in late this morning, but I tuned in long enough to hear Charlie talk about Wiener. And I had a heated discussion with a Democratic friend of mine last night about that very issue. If Larry Craig and David Vitter and Ensign and I could go on.
There are so many.
Stay in office.
If and Gingrich.
Bill Clinton can get a BJ in office. Why are we still having this discussion?
Yeah.
People, the Republicans are masters at getting people to vote against their own interests and Democrats to eat their own.
Yep.
That's true.
It is another shiny distraction.
Tracy,
wake the hell up.
You can't be said too many times this morning. Do not eat your own wiener, Democrats. Nobody likes.
Do you think the scandal would be continuing as long as it is if his name was Anthony Bogina?
Bogina. You know, I have to say about President Clinton getting a BJ in the Oval Office. Can I just say for a moment, as an American, I don't think I've ever been prouder, because that one thing where he was happy was talking to, like, I don't know, Putin or somebody. You know, he is smart. What kind of guy can get, you know, as Rick Overton says, normally they get that bobbly baby head. He's got a phone, that's right. Like, it's a disgusting strategy. Well, come on, you got to give it up for him.
We're going to be meeting at Camp David.
He was having a coherent policy discussion with the foreign leader.
He's a Jedi.
Summit. We should a little more to the right.
He is a BJ Jedi.
More
to the right. Really? What kind of a BJ are you getting when it's more to the right?
Yeah, I believe. The right to
return. I can't make any of that math work in my head right now.
That's just Laura
Ingram is
doing it.
Lynn in Seattle on Wiener. Hi, Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, listen. You know, I heard you call Anthony Wiener a douchebag this morning.
That was Aisha.
No, I didn't call him a douchebag. I said he was engaged in douchebaggery. I mean, he is a douchebag.
Well, I want you to know that there's support for Anthony Wiener out here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband went to work this morning. He's a real working-class hero. But he asked me to call you to tell you that he believes that Anthony Wiener will rise again. And you know why?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Those women.
Yes.
Those women that are revealing all those secret texts and pictures of him, they're nothing but wiener schnitzels.
That was a double dip joke.
She pulled her car over to the side of the road, got out an index paper and a piece of pen, and I'm so tired. This is not my time of day. She got an index card and a pen out, and she wrote that out. And I want to tell you, that was a fine, fine effort. You get an E for effort, young lady. An E for effort. It's harder than it looks, isn't it?
Dennis, my right-wing love muffin in South Carolina on the Republican debate last night. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. That actually wasn't too bad of a joke there. So.
Yeah.
First, I want to talk about John King last night. He would ask a question, then start grunting 20 seconds in. That really got on my nerves. It was like 2 hours of that. I don't know if y'all noticed that or not.
Yeah. Which questions in particular?
Well, every single one of them, he'd ask a question, then as soon as they start to answer, he'd start grunting. But that was just kind of a little side note I wanted to say.
Sure.
Yeah, the thing that really bothered me was the interview afterwards on CNN with Robert Gibbs. It's almost embarrassing now that continues just the only thing he does is blame Bush. He offers no answers to our problems. He set up for even.
Well, Lex, actually, the answer is to do the opposite of what Bush did, because that's how we got into this recession.
Not really.
So that is a policy.
The reason why we're in this mess is because of the housing crash.
That's true, but that's also because of specific deregulation efforts that were put into place administration.
I know you guys only cut me off, but the
Bush won't cut you off. Bush did it.
The Bush tax cuts gave us 5.3% unemployment average for 8 years.
Oh, please, for God's sake. 700,000 jobs a month we were losing.
We were losing jobs continuously, and that low unemployment came from his predecessor, the lovely Mr. Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Has been very talented, as we said, and able to get oral sex while
he was a multitasker.
World. Exactly.
If you Wikipedia the word multitasker,
Bush thought the surplus was a bad thing.
I will say that he made some major colossal mistakes, lying about the war and throwing poor people under the bus.
9/11 happening on his watch.
Yeah, and then it was reading a children's book. Yeah. But giving back the surplus was the stupidest.
He
was the whole thing when you have money in the bank is that you save it up for a rainy day. He's like, let's spend it all, and then the next day, boom.
The surplus means you're paying too much tax.
And what did everybody do with that check?
He's shocking awe at our economy.
Yeah, I bought chicken wings and two beers. That helped the economy.
47 minutes after the hour. Back more Tuesdays with Tyler. I'm the Stephanie Miller Show.
Junk for Liberty.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We've pulled Aisha Tyler into our earworm rabbit hole.
ZOMFG.
Animal videos. Yeah, once you've seen the baby monkey ride backwards on a pig.
Baby monkey on a pig. Then the baby monkey falls off the pig. Then he chases the pig and gets back on the pig.
Oh, stupid monkey.
This is why Americans are dumb.
Stupid monkey, get on the pig the right
way. I was going to vote, but then I saw the baby monkey video. I couldn't leave the house.
All right. Oh, that's a little loud. Okay. Yeah, in fact, John writes about earworms. He worked at some sort of psychological institute, Chris, of some sort. I think it's a complaint letter. Dear Ms. Miller, during one of our recent clinical studies here at the National Institute of Health, it's been discovered your radio show is by far the largest source of earworms currently infecting the country.
Aww.
Not since the release of several Hall & Oates singles during the early 80s has the nation been plagued with a problem of this magnitude. Many staff members at NIH are concerned about the rate at which your popular nationally syndicated show has been releasing these powerfully addictive music memes. Your Guy Lafleur opus with Bark Park and Sheboygan, while being somewhat powerful in its being coupled with the William Tell Overture, is neutralized a bit by the complex orchestration. The Abadabad. Oh, that one, yeah.
Abadabad. Abadabad.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is rather more disruptive by being able to hook into the human psyche so directly. As for playing baby monkey last week, we trust we will use restraint. Yes, because that one is that's the worst, I think.
Okay. Baby monkey. Riding on a pig, baby monkey.
Okay. We have also determined by listening to your podcast that more harmful than any of these tune wedgies would be the phrase contributed by your guest Aisha Tyler, boogity boogity cheese. Aww. At first, this oddly random combination of words seems rather harmless, but it has over this short period of time proven to be devastating with its psychodynamic features. We ask you please refrain from using this phrase on your show in order to spare those listeners battling with obsessive compulsive disorder. It has been one stage children of the future. Since they are the most vulnerable of your listeners, we hope you will consider our request to dial it down a notch. The National Institute of something.
William Tell over here, that was the blue diamond. But.
Oh, pardon me.
Wasn't Flight of the Bumblebee?
Kimberly in San Francisco, Wienergate. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
We bought our tickets to your sexy liberal show.
Yay!
In San Francisco.
October 29th. They're going fast. By the way, we may be sold out. Probably, could be very soon by this today or tomorrow. Ooh. So October 29th, get your tickets now, sexyliberal.com. Go ahead, Kim.
Great. Listen, I don't think that Wiener should resign. I think that Wiener should leave the Democratic Party and go independent. We can still have his voice. And maybe because he's independent and, you know, the media is just chasing after him, he can get his voice out and his message out, how the Republicans are screwing over us in this country.
Mm-hmm. He could lead the way with his giant pointer, which, you know, may I just say, those pictures are fairly impressive, aren't they?
Hello, Mr. Wiener.
Let's go to David in Minneapolis. Hi, David.
Hey, Mama. You know, there's an issue here I'm afraid of, and I don't know what the answer is. We are just so tired as an American public. I mean, and an American electorate. What are we going to do to motivate people to actually want to do something in this next electorate round?
I don't know. I dozed off while you were talking. What was your point? I'm kidding.
She's
about
tired.
Fatigue.
See, that right. Get it.
Yeah, but you're right. Well, it's the same thing we deal with every time, right? It's just apathy and getting these voters motivated.
And depression,
well, right.
Too, right?
And there's such a barrage of bizarre information. Now, this whole thing with Wiener going on and then the ridiculous Republicans who are, you know, I'm almost embarrassed to say I'm from Minnesota anymore, giving Dumb and Dumber coming from here.
Yeah.
There is outside of Obama, and this is my personal opinion, there is no one sounding intelligent out there. And I think the American people are feeling so tired and so frustrated and kind of bouncing back and forth like, badminton, whatever they're called, you know, back and forth by the media, by the constant bantering and bickering. I'm fearful that people are going to turn everything off and just say, screw it. I'm
right.
Not going to get involved.
Right. Well, you know what, Dave, we're a ways out. So, you know, I hear what you're saying. But the good news
is... Yes, the election's still a ways away.
And good news is sexy liberals coming to Minneapolis Saturday, so there's something
absolutely.
To look forward to.
Absolutely, yes. That's the only reason to make people in Minnesota have hope anymore.
Exactly my
Aww.
Point.
And the badminton term that David was looking for?
Yes.
Shuttlecock.
Ah,
yes, which is a fantastic word.
Love that word.
Immediately going to start using on a regular basis.
Shuttlecock diplomacy. That's my personal favorite.
So that's when Anthony Weiner's on a bus to the airport.
Hey,
oh,
with the tip in,
gentlemen.
You know, I
Bump,
just set the ball.
Set, spike.
Yeah, I just set it. He spikes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a setter. Mm-hmm. That's me. Okay, Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning. I think the only silver lining that we have with the fact that people like Rance Priebus and all these other Republicans, they keep lying on TV. I think the silver lining is they have to debate Obama on those quote-unquote facts. So when the elections roll around, when the debates roll around, they have to put up or shut up. I mean, and I think the media is giving the Republicans, the Democrats, a handicap. That's why they know that they can't find anybody to run against Obama. So it's like they're handicapping the Dems, so to speak. And
right.
And this whole thing about this Republican in South Carolina, when they keep saying, why do you keep blaming Bush? That's like telling adults, why do you keep blaming the abuser for abusing you these 20 years later?
Mm-hmm.
For
right.
your messed up.
Well, right, we're still cleaning
that's
up a train wreck, and you're like, why
point.
Are you blaming the conductor?
That's,
just
that's
because...
an excellent point. Like, you know, yes, right. Like you've wrecked the train, and the debris is everywhere, and you're like, well, come on, I mean, that was a week ago. Let's move past
Stop
it.
Stop blaming the driver.
And that's a really good point. The legacy of that trauma is going. I mean, we're still mired in these wars. He spent all our money.
Yeah.
You know, you don't bounce back from a trillion dollars.
No, Bush is
dollars.
Like the drunk driver that plowed over, you know, through a bunch of Cub Scouts. And you're like, why do you keep blaming him?
You
well,
could make,
he was
you could
driving.
Make another Cub Scout. Come on. You could have another one. You're still young.
58 minutes after the hour. Back with Right Wing World and Celebrity Stack and much more. Tuesdays with Tyler on The Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Black woman in America that cannot dance.
A little bit.
Oh,
not even a
God. We apologize.
Not even if I was being held at gunpoint.
Oh, Ustream, we apologize.
If you can do the robot, we will let you go.
Wow, hey, it's Tuesday, everybody. You know what that means.
Aisha Tyler, actress, author, and activist.
Yeah.
So if today's Tuesday, that gives us
Tuesdays with Tyler.
Yeah. Aisha Tyler. Oh, it's another unsolicited testimonial to the power of Aisha Tyler. Robert in Palm Springs. Hello, Robert.
How are you all?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Well, if you remember last week, Stephanie, you rendered me sterile with the baby monkey and the chimpanzee.
I apologize.
My gonads actually climbed up into my stomach.
Yes.
Well, they have since dropped again because I saw that photo of Aisha on Facebook this morning, that maximum photo. Good Lord, young lady, you are the loveliest creature on the planet.
So your testicles have both descended now? Is that what?
They have not only descended, I am ready to spread my seed again.
Aww.
Thank you, Aisha.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm a giver. It's what I do.
It's the power of sexy liberal Aisha Tyler. What can you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I can do.
I make men's balls go up into their stomach, and you make them come back
you
down.
You didn't make them go up.
I don't know.
The baby monkey on the pig.
I don't know how the newest naked pictures or nearly naked pictures of Aisha Tyler got up at sexy liberal
They're not new.
Facebook. I don't
People
know how it happened.
Photoshopped them into different backgrounds
but
now.
But tickets appear to still be flying out
flying.
The window.
Oh, I'm going to be disappointed Tyler. When I come out in high pants and a loose T-shirt.
She will be filling in for Hal Sparks on the Sexy Liberal Show in August, August 6th in Santa Fe, August 20th in Detroit. Go get it, tickets. At Santa Fe, they released a teeny tiny couple of VIPs that they were holding back.
Ooh.
So I don't know if those are still available, but you can give it a try. And Detroit, they're going fast there for August 20th. Get it.
Lots of people have been tweeting about getting their tickets. So many people tweet already. We got our tickets. So you've got to get your Detroit tickets. It's going to be awesome. I had one fan write. He's like, I grew up in Detroit. I didn't know we had an opera house. I wrote back, LOL. I was like, no, seriously, I had to Google that crap. I had no idea.
All right, and Sexy Liberal Show starring Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I. Minneapolis this Saturday, very few tickets left there. Chicago Saturday, June 25th. We also have you can do Sexy Dad at Ticketmaster and get a discount for Father's Day for these next
great.
Two shows. Minneapolis and Chicago. Then we got Tucson July 9th, Boston Saturday, July 6th, and on and on and on. Go to sexyliberal.com. And, this was the breaking news this morning. Yikes, there's only 120 tickets left for San Francisco for October 29th.
Wow.
So it looks like we're going to be sold out today.
Soon. Mm-hmm.
So get it. All right, get those tickets today. All right.
So exciting.
Yeah, Camellia says, give me my dating game music. Here we go again. Mama, so excited to see you in San Francisco on October 29th. I bought me, myself, and I a ticket. I was wondering if there's a way we can set up a swinging sexy liberal singles group for those of us going alone but would like to meet see. A lot of people want some sexy liberal strange.
Sexy liberal strange.
I think it's going to be a lot of hookups.
Politically informed punana.
Another T-shirt. She just coins them. Just this morning already. Eat my gravel soup, bitches. And I don't even.
I'm
going
to make love to you until we have universal health care.
Tang, it's not just for astronauts anymore.
Tony, I ordered my tickets Friday. I was so excited by Chicago. Oh, boy, that's going to be Gay Pride and Taste of Chicago weekend, June 25th.
And the strange melding of the two, Taste of Pride, yum, right. Yum, yum.
Have a taste of gay.
Delicious.
Tony said
taste
I was
of gay, in other words, my sophomore year of college.
Mm.
Yeah. What? No, I wasn't. My husband's going to be like, what? Was I what? Yes, but it did happen. It was earlier than
Tell Uncle Jim more about that. And Aunt Steffi. All right. Tony says, I was so excited. I was going to send you photos of myself in my aroused state in my underwear, but when I took the photos, you really couldn't tell the difference, so I didn't send them. All right, Tony, I appreciate that. Thank you for not sending them. All right. This one I have to read. Aisha, as you know, I'm having a bad life.
No, you're not.
I'm having a bad...
No, you're just going through a little rough patch. You're fabulous and smart and beautiful. Everybody loves
you.
Okay,
if this doesn't make you cry like it did me and inspire you...
Oh, no.
I just have to do it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Evan. This is from Evan. Steph, this is to all of us, Steph, Chris, Jim, Aisha. I am 29. I crashed my motorcycle off Ventura Boulevard in Coldwater. Because you know when you bitch about little things about your life all the time? Listen to this guy, Evan. I'm 29, crashed my motorcycle off Ventura Boulevard, Coldwater Canyon, Studio City, back in 06. Spent 4 months in the hospital. I'm a complete T4 paraplegic. Paraplegic, paralyzed from the chest down. I just want you to know I listen to you and the guys every day during work in Dallas, Texas. I'm happy most days, but you give me smiles every day and the simple joy of laughing out loud and looking around to see if someone's looking at me like I'm crazy. It's very different being paralyzed, and some say sad, but sadness can be healed by a positive atmosphere and laughing. I want you to know you're amazing. You help me in more ways than I could ever explain to you. See, I'm going to cry now.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my mom and dad tickets to the Sexy Liberal Show in Seattle. Then she bought me tickets to the Sexy Liberal Show in Austin, Texas with the meet and grope. I'm so excited to meet you and the guys. And you'll probably be drunk on box wine, so I'll be available to wheel you around in my wheelchair.
That's awesome.
To get groped by all the other people who were probably also drunk on box wine because they thought it was cute to bring you a box of wine when they realized everyone else did the same thing. They'll probably just drink it through the whole show and get drunk. I can't tell you how much you affect my daily life. Thanks for all you do, Evan.
Evan, you're awesome. You know, and you know what? Like, you actually just gave us a gift by telling us your story and sharing that with us. It was just awesome. You're a rock star. Thank you.
Exactly. Let's hear it.
Evan.
Woo! If you're, you know, just bitching about traffic this morning or whatever else.
That's the thing. It's like I was saying that when I went to Walter Reed and you meet these guys who've lost three limbs and they're hilarious and they're funny and they're joking with you and you think, okay, like, I'm not going to complain about the temperature of my latte ever again. You know what I mean? Like, no, you can't get cell phone reception. This is a bunch of bull. This is, I hate everybody. Verizon, I'm coming for you. It just puts everything in perspective, you know what I mean? Just thank you, Evan. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for being so awesome.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, Ken? Hi, McFly. Oh, boy. You know, Rush Limbaugh, I don't know why, him talking about the Anthony Weiner scandal, because you know he hasn't seen his in many, many years, so I just don't think he's qualified.
It's receded beneath the folds of ego.
I wonder, why is it that Anthony Weiner turns out to be the kind of guy he is? How does that happen? What kind of women has Anthony Weiner been around his whole life? Mm. He has been around a bunch of these kinds of women who have been attacking testosterone, who have been attacking traditional male roles. He's been around women to whom the idea of a real guy is some metrosexual. To Anthony Weiner being a guy.
Oh, boy.
He's not allowed to be a guy hanging around a bunch of liberal women.
Wow, liberal women.
A bunch of liberal women that made my penis disappear.
I'm so confused. Women who won't let him be a guy. Tweeting your kick. That's a metrosexual behavior?
No, he's rebelling against the...
Wow.
Tyranny.
To me, that was pretty much typical dude behavior. And I'm not saying guys are typical.
Feminism calls that.
Guys like sex. He sent some pictures of his pee-pee. That's pretty typical guy behavior.
Yeah.
It's not that shocking. In the context of the fact that he was an elected official and married, yes, maybe shocking. But not that shocking. And has nothing to do with liberalism at all. And just with a guy who
needs to... So wait, and did liberal women cause all the Republicans that have had sex scandals to do that as well?
Oh, yes. Well, because liberal women like
the
traditional men...
We made David Vitter get in the diapers with the hookers. Okay.
Yes, and we made Newt Gingrich divorce his wife on her cancer deathbed so that he could marry his secretary.
Okay. Mary Catherine Hamm on O'Reilly.
The Clinton feminists ignored far worse, I think, than what we are doing now as far as accusations go. And if this were a Republican, now would be having, they'd be calling for a national conversation about online harassment of women. It seems in some cases he sent pictures of his crotch to people who did not solicit those photos. So that counts for something. He's been under an investigation for getting in touch with a 17-year-old girl. They say that's all innocent, that the police have been checking into that and put it mostly to rest. But these would be issues that now would want to talk about if it weren't for the fact that he's a Democrat.
I just like that she used the word crotch.
Yeah.
No one's using that word.
That's crotchal area.
Crotch
seems strangely sexually neutered too, right? Like a Ken doll shape. It's this crotch. It's just a strange bulge. Maybe it reproduces. Maybe it's where you store your change. We don't know. It's an area on the body.
Oh boy. Logs are joined.
Exactly. Okay, Bill O'Reilly.
Look, Barack Obama's message in 2008 wasn't a better message than John McCain. It was pure blather. It was blather. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Short on specifics. But you know what it was long on? Theatrics. He was like a rock star. He came in. There was bells and whistles. He was up there like this. Whereas McCain looked like he was 95 years old. Don't tell me that Barack Obama didn't get votes because of the presentation. He did.
Oh, dear. Some people are very angry.
Very angry.
Sounds to me like somebody was in the front row at the rock show and the rock star took his girlfriend backstage. Maybe you're just a little frustrated because you got the pass and you didn't.
Wow, Obama derangement syndrome?
Grabs this chick, takes her backstage, go ahead.
And he did her live. He did my girlfriend live. That's what he did.
And he wouldn't let me watch.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm like, imitation leather couch.
Thing sucks.
I love that clip so much. Dear. It never gets old.
Okay, Glenn Beck on the TV.
An avowed communist, Van Jones, I read this weekend, is kicking off the American Dream movement. Here's a man who's never renounced his communist views. He's a communist, radical, revolutionary that has openly advocated for the overthrow of the United States. He hasn't changed his point of view. He's changed tactics.
What?
He's changed suits and taken off his turtleneck. He's going to send millions of Americans into modern-day slavery under the camouflage of the American dream.
Turtleneck. He took off his narrow jacket. His Mao hat. And he put on a Brooks Brothers suit.
Paisley bell bottoms.
But underneath, he's wearing commie underpants. Oh, we all know it. You know, his TV show's almost done. These are like kind of the seeds and stems. This is little stuff that got thrown out a couple years ago. Remember this thing? All right, let's use it.
I think I have a roach on the bottom of my car for these last three shows. Anybody got an apple?
I'm sorry. I was talking about Van Johnson.
Sorry. That was okay.
His turtleneck. What year is it?
Oh, dear. Now, I have no idea how nearly naked pictures of Aisha Tyler got on these sexy liberal Facebook page again. However, there are. It's listen. I feel your pain
kids
because you know what's on the internet this week? Pictures of me and Ann Coulter from this past Friday.
That's almost as embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. In New York at the Talkers Convention.
What did we learn? Mm. The internet is forever. And were you guys sitting next to each other?
No, she was at the thing.
If your children were born homosexual, what would you do?
You know, I should have answered it. I just didn't want to talk to answer any of those questions. I mean, obviously, I'd tell him he was adopted.
I was like this close to her Adam's apple, seriously.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was a big man.
No, it was one of those things where people go, oh, that'll be a funny picture, you two. I was like,
yeah. I know. Yeah, because you know what? Well, how do we win? By being gracious.
Yeah.
Graciousness always wins.
What if Ann Coulter has tweeted pictures of her junk?
By the way, it disappeared a long time ago. It's sucked up in her body, just like that guy from Palm Springs. Because she doesn't eat. You know what? She really could use a sandwich. Let's stop worrying about her politics and start worrying about the fact that she lives on nicotine patches and gum. Yeah. Please, Anne.
Chardonnay.
Eat a sandwich for liberty, okay? All right.
Thank you. That concludes Fight Win the World. Day. 19 minutes after the hour. Back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Aisha Tyler. I'm back up 23 minutes after the hour. It's been another raucous Tuesdays with Tyler.
It is. It's an exciting day.
But yes, it is. In fact, sexyliberal.com, we have merchandise, ladies and gentlemen. Sexy Liberal merchandise. Get it. Oh, and also my Talkers magazine cover is up. Radio's Woman of the Year. I am the cover girl, and that's up at wherever all our various StephanieMiller.com and SexyLiberal.com, etc. Okay.
Big time.
Earning something.
Big time broadcasting lady.
Yeah, that's a sexy picture me and Ann
Coulter. Broadcasting lady. Okay. I that's all the lyrics I have for that song. Thanks. I'm going to go home and do some writing.
Thank you. Bill in Washington State. Hello, Bill.
Yes. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
First, I just have three quick things to say. First, I want to compliment you, as I always do when I call this show, for your steadfast and loyal support for Obama.
Thank you.
You're remarkable. In an environment, a progressive environment, where the support for this president almost from the beginning has been paper thin, you've been a bulwark of support.
Well, here's the thing I always say, Bill. I get called an Obama apologist. I don't think I have anything to apologize for. I think he's done a really good job under really, really crappy,
really terrible
cards he was dealt.
That is exactly right. I mean, what this president has done, whether people realize it or not, is he's taken a depression situation, which is what he was faced with when he entered office. Unemployment when he entered office was about 18%. If it had been counted the way unemployment was counted when Franklin Delano Roosevelt took office, it would have been counted at 18%, because back then they counted people who were no longer looking for work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what he did to prevent this country from going into further depression by employing Keynesian methods, that is, by injecting capital into the system at just the right time, prevented this situation from getting much, much worse. What people don't understand is that GDP is comprised of basically four elements. It is consumer consumption, which is the primary element, about 77% of our economy.
Yeah.
Business investment, government investment, and the difference between imports and exports. And that difference obviously being, for the past 20 or 30 years since Reagan took office, being a negative. At the time that Obama took office, business investment had dropped dramatically. This country's economy had basically solidified. Had he not injected capital, $780 billion into the economy, mm-hmm. we would have been at 25 or 30% unemployment.
That's right. That's right. Bill, well, I mean, that's the thing everybody keeps saying, is it's hard to prove a negative, except that economists all say we are in a recovery. Debbie Wasserman Schultz talking about
we'd like
about
the pace
that.
Of recovery to be picked up, but we have definitely begun to turn the economy around.
One of our guests was saying today, the recession has ended. We are in recovery.
We are in
it's
recovery.
Just not
it's
robust
a slow
yet.
It was a very deep recession, and it's a slow recovery. I think the other thing we're going to have to do as Americans, you know, way past Obama's second term and into the future, is adjust our attitudes and adjust our expectations of what of the growth that we can expect in this country. We've been accustomed to this incredible inflationary, well, not inflationary in the traditional sense, but this inflated bubble of growth over the last couple of decades, where we expect 3% and 4% growth.
Right.
That is not sustainable. It's not sustainable in terms of the resources we have at our disposal, in terms of natural resources. It's just things are going to change, and our expectations of what kind of, you know, the growth that we can expect, we're just going to have to dial it a little bit downwards.
Yeah, the president.
For all the hits we've taken, we are still America. We've got everything we need to help our workers adapt and to help our fellow Americans through this tough period.
Well, and I think that's the other thing. Like you say, it's not one cause and one thing. And when you have Mitt Romney out there going, I'm going to be the job creator, and Massachusetts was 47th in job creation.
Yeah, exactly.
You're basing that on what? Like, what are you going to do?
And also,
exactly.
He was a terrible businessman.
Yeah,
he was like this blood-drenched job hacker who, like, you know, just laid people off left and right. How many babies do you have? Well, I hope you can eat one. Pack up your crap and get out. So, you know what I mean?
By the way, Jim, you know Nick Morris, who was always wrong about everything ever in the history of everything? He's the worst pundit in the world, and yet they still have him on.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted he stopped criticizing Mitt Romney because the governor might be the nominee, and I don't want to make my own task of defeating Obama harder.
Right. I'd like to stop telling the truth in
favor.
He
said, not because I approve of Romney care, not because I approve of his flip-flops, flip on abortion, but because I may be one of those who carries this guy for a couple of months when he's running against Obama.
Like a hot potato. I'll just...
On March 12th, the worst pundit in the world ever, in the history of ever, including Bill Kristol, said, he told Bill O'Reilly, Romney can't win the nomination because of Romney care. In terms of Romney, it's not an Achilles heel, and it's Achilles body. There is no way this guy's going to get nominated with having passed the equivalent of Obamacare. On June 8th, he told O'Reilly, Romney is Reagan-esque. He's absolutely incredible.
Wow. Talk about a flip-flop.
He's my guy. It's always been my guy.
He's always been my guy. And if you go on the Internet, I said something different. It's because the Internet is evil and full of porn and bees.
And by the way, when Dick Morris flip-flops, that is...
Wow.
That makes a sound.
It's a flop-flop.
That's
a flop-flop.
It's a flop-flop.
That's when lesbians appear on the TV to talk about the seismographs.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Tuesdays with Tyler on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't know what I'm saying, but it sure sounds good.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Aisha Tyler has a really funny thing in Entertainment Weekly column this week.
Entertainment Weekly, check it out.
Funny and pretty. She's great.
I wrote a column about doing stand-up and how glamorous it is. You don't know this, but when Stephanie goes out to do her sexy liberal shows, she's carried from here. She's going to be carried from here to Santa Fe on a dais.
I'm barely barely clothed.
Barely clothed men and a few really sexy muscular women. Mm-hmm. And they're going to peel grapes all the way down Route 66.
That's how I roll.
So, yeah, actually, what it's like is you're in some kind of dumpy hotel that smells like feet, and the couple in the next room is having some kind of angry, like they're having like an angry sex competition. How angry can I hump ya? You know, all night long up against a wall while banging on the wall with like a barbell or something or a bottle. You know what I mean? Just tink, tink, tink.
Just to make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Over there.
Lady next door. Oh, can you hear it? It's not very good, but at least it's lasting a long time, and it's super loud.
And it's loud.
So anyway, check it out. Entertainment Weekly this week. Super 8's on the cover. Yep. My column's on the inside.
Yeah, you know, my personal opinion, if it's that loud, you're just showing up. It can't be that good.
Yes.
You don't have to be that loud.
It's like that scene in Forgetting.
You know, the best ones are always nearly
Sarah
silent.
They're like, oh. I'm going to have an orgasm any
You're
minute.
You're faking it like when Harry met Sally. Exactly. Come on.
This is the best.
Yeah.
I am going to
The best ones are really just like, you know, it's like barely
You want to keep it to yourself. You don't want to share it. This is so good. I don't want to share it with anybody.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I did not make that sound, but it's been a long time, so I don't remember.
Oh, sex. It's awesome.
Another T-shirt.
Greg in San Francisco. Hey, Greg.
Hey, first time, long time. We love you, long time.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Aisha, I bought a couple of tickets for the San Francisco show of the Sexual Liberal Tour, and I was wondering if you could come to your hometown.
I'm not going to be there. No, I'm not, even though that is my hometown, and I love performing there. If you've come and follow me on the Twitter and the Facebook, I will be tweeting. I was just there. I just was at Cobb's in the spring, so I will not be back. But you will see the other amazing Mookies and Ms. Miller, I will be there in spirit. It's going
to
be a great show.
Yeah, you're going to have to come.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, we will. Aisha will be on some other shows.
I will be doing some special droppy, sneaky, poppy things.
Exactly. Some ninja appearances.
Like, there's a very large, manly black woman. The mannish black woman standing on the side there. Oh my God, in the airport.
Is there a man in the free world that would call Aisha Tyler mannish?
The people who asked me in the airport if I was Omarosa apparently thought I was slightly mannish.
They did not.
This was the best. Because I'm always very gracious. I believe in graciousness, and I'm really very nice to fans. I'm walking through, oh my God, where was I? I feel like it was the Chicago airport. And yes, I was in Chicago, and I walked to the airport, and these people go, "You're an actress." And I go, "Yes." And they go, "Omarosa?" And I went, no. And I kept walking.
Like,
I didn't know. No.
You're like, no, racist.
They were black.
We don't know
they were black. And it was excellent because I think they went like Omarosa, so they got her name wrong.
Right.
And then, no, I'm not a 5'6" mannish woman with giant fake boobs. And also, Omarosa is not an actress. She's a fame-grubbing hua who went to Bible school, and now she's a minister. And that there's nothing better than a minister with double D boobs. Ooh, me think your cup doth right. runneth over. Thank you, Lord, Lord. Thank you for these blessings I purchased 3 weeks ago. So anyway,
you know what's worse than that is when someone is they're like overly sucking up to you. Someone actually once said to me, when you walked in, I thought you were Katy Perry. I'm like, oh, please.
You do look like Katy Perry.
I'm like
you
a thousand
do.
Years
You're
older.
So beautiful.
Oh, stop it.
So nice and soft, and you smell nice too.
Jennifer in Delaware. Hi, Jen.
Meet me. Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm first-time caller.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about Anthony Weiner. I'm not really convinced that he should step down. I think that he's done a lot of positive for the Democratic Party. I think he has. And my husband actually came home the other day and said he's supposed to be going into some kind of rehab.
Yes.
And he laughed. And even though I know after the whole rehab thing is a little crapola or whatever, but maybe he could just get a little downtime and let things die down. And then he can come back strong.
Yeah. I don't know if rehab works. It doesn't seem to work. I think he needs a nun. That's what works. You know, just with a new ruler. Just get off the internet. Yeah, what are you doing?
We also need to come up with some kind of breathalyzer for tweeting. You know what I mean? Just blow here before you. Hi, that is, I love you. Look at this. Look what I got for you. Me and the pussies. It's just like.
Tina. Tina in Virginia. Hi, Tina.
I just have one question first before I get into it, because I'm going to talk about Wiener. But when are you guys coming to Virginia? Can we get some Virginia Beach love, please?
Oh, we will get some sexy liberal elves on it. Go ahead.
Okay, what I want to say about Wiener, I don't think he should step down because given the current rate of how kids are sexting, I don't know if you've had any experience with teenagers lately, we're not going to have
I don't know, what have you heard? Congress.
We're not going to have anyone left to actually be elected to Congress if the standard is going to be, oh, you've sent a sexting pic or a tweet pic of yourself at some point in the past. Think about the one
it's
chick
the
crystal
end.
Ball.
We will have to revise. We're going to have to revise downwards significantly our bar of standards.
Yeah. Sex to sell everything from toddler bikinis to fast food to sneakers. I mean,
well put, young lady.
That's our society.
Yep, exactly. No, it's true.
I know that I will never be able to. Literally, when I went on, I started tweeting, I thought, this is the end of any political aspirations that I will ever have. You don't even have to dig in my history to find incriminating evidence. Just close your eyes and point at the internet, and you will come up with something I said.
No, I get that.
But I have to walk back.
I get every now and again. Why don't you run for... I'm like, no, listen, I don't...
Blindly select any six things I've said online, and then I'll be like,
virtually any moment of my radio
I'm
show.
I'm stepping out of the race for the good of my family. I need to spend more time. I'm going to rehab.
Wow.
Rehab is, what is rehab? Rehab is the answer for everything now. It's like, what is he rehab? Is it Twitter rehab? This,
yeah.
You know, it's like your answer when you're like, yes, I've done something wrong, and I'm going to hide for a few weeks and act as if I'm contrite.
Let alone rehab.
Right? Maybe you have to have your opposable thumbs removed, something.
Yes, it's a, like little braces put on your thumbs.
Like those little, like the Chinese, what's that thing called?
The finger prison.
Finger cuffs. Yeah. He needs to have his thumbs finger prisoned together. All right, you know what constitutes a dirty Republican tweet? A pro-gay tweet. Representative Alan West fires intern for retweeting a pro-gay tweet. That's what gets you fired.
Wow.
Same-sex marriage foe Representative Alan West, Republican Florida, has fired the intern who retweeted a message responding to Tracy Morgan's homophobic rant sent out by the openly gay band The Scissor Sisters. Dear Tracy Morgan, son, if you are gay, you can totally come live with me. We'll read James Baldwin and watch Paris is Burning, the group wrote. Moments after West intern forwarded the message, the congressman's staff deleted the tweet and apologized for the unauthorized use of the...
You're fired.
And then fired him.
Wow.
Just for that.
Pretty amazing.
Just for that.
Well, you know what? You weren't paying me anyway, so shove it. Firing an intern.
Fire me from a free job.
You know what? You can't come here and work for free anymore. How about that? How about go use your time to make some money, jackhole?
It's like every time I go on Fox, I get fired.
You're
I'm
fired.
You don't pay me. I don't care.
I just deigned to come here.
And it's in West L.A. Who wants to do that drive in cocktail hour?
Armpit. Nobody. Nobody. It's cocktail hour. I could be drunk right now. In fact, I am. But I could be drunk in my home. Where I'm appreciated.
And I have to be drunk to talk to Sean Hannity.
Lying in my empty bathtub, listening to the Scissor Sisters.
It's like you have a peek into my life.
Get webcam.
All right.
Webcam.
Catherine in Tucson.
Hey.
Hi, Kath.
I usually agree with you 100% of the time, but I do not agree with you this time. The man's got to go. We, Democrats, we got to keep a clean image. Look at the Republicans. They keep all their filthy people in, and they get reelected. On the other hand, we've abandoned John Edwards. So be it.
Yeah.
Let Anthony Weiner find something else to do, all right, with himself. You get my drift?
And, well, that's the thing, Heather, because we're not hypocrites. I mean, we're, first of all, not the people preaching family values and moral values, you know,
No, it's not that we're not hypocrites, we're less hypocritical.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes.
Okay.
That's what I meant. All right, we were just fighting over agreeing.
Yes.
Fine.
So, look, I thought you were right, and I said it. So there.
So it's better to keep losing against the Republicans.
It's an interesting dilemma, though, because they always claim the moral high ground. And then when their guys screw up,
they keep them on.
Yeah.
Because they're more important to their strategy.
Right, but because they're always pointing fingers at us, we always feel the need to disavow our guys when they make a mistake. Right? No, we're not the party of dirty
party of no members, because we fired them all for indiscretion.
For having members.
Yeah. You're right, exactly.
Hey, you know, here's the thing. If Obama is such a horrible president and they're winning on all of the issues, how come they keep making it harder for people to vote in each and every state? This one out of Maine. For nearly four decades, Maine has been one of eight states who has which has same-day voter registration. Which seems good. The more people can vote, legally good.
Yes.
However, now that the GOP-controlled state legislature has passed a bill ending same-day registration, Tea Party Governor is Paul LePage is expected to sign it. The GOP chair there said, if you really want to get honest, this is how the Democrats have managed to steal elections from Maine people. Many of us believe the Democrats intentionally steal elections. See, more people being able to vote, that equates
that's
stealing.
By getting people to the
I love
polls,
how the Tea Party is all about personal liberty and access and democracy, except when you want to vote and stuff. And then Grammy can only get out of the house twice a year, once for Mass on Christmas or the High Holy Days, depending on what you're up to, and then once to vote, but not three times to go and register. So sorry, Grammy. That's the voting for you.
These voter ID bills, this has been a bunch of them across numerous GOP legislatures. They disenfranchise thousands of elderly, as you just said, disabled. Mm-hmm. Low-income voters, and a recent Supreme Court decision upholding a voter ID law was able to cite one, ladies and gentlemen, one example of in-person voter fraud in the last 143 years.
Wow.
I mean, you know, so that's and that's what I keep asking. If you can win a fair fight, why are you afraid of people voting?
Right, exactly. It should be just let everybody who is qualified to vote.
You know why? Because of headlines like this. Republican funding bill cuts assistance to low-income women while ensuring maintenance of azalea collection.
Oh,
it's priorities like that.
Wow. Well, you know, flowers, man. Flowers create jobs
because
by falling on the ground. Yeah. And then we can hire some gardeners, but not undocumented ones. All the documented ones that want to work for $4 an hour, there's millions of those.
All right. Chris, take your organ out for me. Governor Rick Perry, he's the new bold, refreshing, courageous Republican wannabe.
I'm thirsty
maybe.
Now. Sounds like a soda pop. Ooh, is it Lyman? Is it Lyman flavored?
Lyman. Oh, my God.
These guys kill me. When Texas was facing a historic drought and rash of wildfires, he extolled Texans to pray for rain as he tried to cut funding for the agency battling the wildfires.
Yeah.
As Perry is poised to sign the most draconian state budget in recent history that slashes essential services for the poor and middle class while potentially laying off 100,000 teachers, he says he sees a silver lining to the devastating recession that has cost millions of families their jobs, homes, and livelihood. It will return America to biblical principles and free us from the slavery of big government.
Wow.
And
oh,
he's just
God.
Trying to help.
He's just trying to...
By signing this budget, a nonpartisan state commission estimates Perry will cost more than 300,000 Texans their job and purge millions from the Medicare rolls because he believes that's God's plan and he's just an instrument.
I would be angry if I wasn't so depressed.
Me too. 46 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Stack and the waning moments of Tuesdays with Tyler
Rose. Oh, no!
Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Tomorrow, Mo Gaffney, comedian extraordinaire, and Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
That's what the show needs, Mo Gaffney.
Waka, waka.
1-800-STEPH-12. This show is just weird side effects. Tony says, my best orgasm, I don't remember it because I hit my head on the wall behind my toilet and knocked myself out. All right, Tony,
yeah.
We don't really want to know any more about that story, and I don't really...
Okay. It's the tiny victories, Tony. The tiny victories that mean
wow.
something.
Yeah. Okay, Kim in St. Paul. Hey, Kim.
Hey, speak for yourself. I really would like to know more about Tony's orgasm experience. So <that's okay.
laughs> Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, I've done same-day voter registration here in Minnesota, and it is incredibly tedious, and as such, it would be, you know, about as smart a Democratic strategy for stealing elections as we tend to be politically, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, another example of how the Republicans are so good at seizing this narrative and trying to get us to focus on quote-unquote voter fraud while they're off actually stealing elections like they did in the Wisconsin, you know, Supreme Court race, and we just roll over every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's infuriating.
Yeah. Yep. No, I know. That Joanne Kloppenburg race was just, are you kidding me? Like, look what I just pulled out of my ass.
Magical. I found them.
It's, oh, here they are.
You know what? You know,
dirtier and more obvious than the John Kerry.
These themes have been repeating all morning. And remember that cartoon with the big bulldog and the little puppy? I can't remember their names. That is it. The big bulldog,
Spike and Tyke.
So Spike are the Republicans, and Tyke are the Democrats. And Tyke is like that wide-eyed, ingenuous. Come on, we're gonna vote. We're gonna change the country. We're gonna make it better.
Yes, we can.
We can do it. And then Spike's like, you stupid little puppy, get off my back. I'm gonna show you what democracy is really about. You're trying to steal the election. I don't want to steal an election. Everybody's good. Everybody's telling the truth. We're all going to come together. No one's going to show their pee-pee on the internet. We're going to do this. You young, stupid little puppy.
Oh, boy.
You dummy. You're a little communist puppy.
cartoon voices and naked pictures on Sexy Liberal at Facebook. Check it out. All right. We were talking about Tracy Morgan during the break because what a story.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
And you
this is the sound of me hitting my head.
Ah. Yeah. What?
It was disappointing.
First of all, you were making a comment, which I agree. I don't think he's that funny in the first place.
I think he's been very funny on 30 Rock when he has other people writing
when
for
Tina
him.
When Tina Fey writes for him,
but
yeah.
But he's kind of infamous amongst comedians. Whenever I come to a club where Tracy has played previously, they're always like, oh, Tracy was here last week. We sure did refund a lot of tickets. Because he tends to walk a room, which is a comedy term for when everybody gets up and walks out of the room in the middle of
the
show.
You said he did an hour once on Doo-Doo.
On Doo-Doo. On Doo-Doo. He does an hour on Doo-Doo, on Doo-Doo Sports. And doesn't vary the word doo-doo. Like, let's hit the synonym finder. Maybe poo-poo, caca, boo-boo. Let's switch it up. But I know it was just doo-doo for an hour. People go from being outraged to depressed to confused to just lying down on the floor and, you know, emptying their pockets and crying.
You know, when you were saying that this was in Nashville, and thank God, you know, to some of the audience, they booed. And
most of the audience booed. I mean, he said these really incredibly homophobic, terrible, violent things about stabbing his son if he ever came home and said he was gay. And most of the audience booed and got up and walked out, and 10% stayed and cheered and then wrote Tim Pawlenty into their, Rick Santorum into their write-in column. We were talking about the fact that he said these terrible things. Comedians get up on stage and we say things we regret all the time. It's like an out-of-body experience. You go up there, you black out, you walk out. What happened? Was it funny? What did I say? But rarely do you say something as terrible and as offensive as this. But maybe the bigger issue here is whether he should be doing stand-up at all, because he's just not that funny of a guy on stage.
This is where the idea for the Sexy Liberal show came from, because we were saying a lot of standard comedy clubs can be very racist and homophobic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the kind of humor that and we just sort of turned it on its head, and we're like, we make fun of the racists and homophobes.
I do a bunch of sociopolitical stuff about race, and I have this guy come up to me afterwards. He's like, you need to do, and I do a lot of stuff about being married to a white guy and kind of making fun of that dichotomy, and this guy comes up to me after a show and says, we want you to do more of that racist stuff. I was like, was I what? When was, I don't remember that part of the show. Maybe you were making those pictures in your head, dear sir. I'm sorry. Yes. But you know, it's unfortunate. Because it's disappointing when you like somebody and then they turn out to be a poo-poo face.
Yeah,
or if, as Tracy would put it, a doo-doo face.
Exactly. Okay. All right, some celebrity stack. The Superficial reports Tori Spelling eludes paparazzi by crashing into a school. Clever, clever.
She's thinking, always thinking.
See, here's the thing about tweeting. So apparently she had a kid in the car and she crashed and she was on Twitter already.
Oh,
she tweeted, paparazzi chased me with the kids to school. I was trying to get away. I had a big accident, took down a whole wall of the school. Going to the doctor now to check on the baby. But she's tweeting first.
OMG.
Yeah. Superficial writing. Did she seriously go on Twitter after crashing into a school with two kids in the car?
She's
Mommy,
like,
I'm bleeding.
Yes.
Should I use a hashtag?
Hashtag head wound. Hashtag helmet for three-year-old. Hashtag mommy, why can't I read? I'm 11. Can we talk about hashtags since the show's almost over?
Yes.
Please talk about Game of Thrones? Is anybody out there watching Game of Thrones? I'm not going to spoil it for you if you haven't watched it, if it's waiting on your DVR, but it was the most upsetting end of an episode of a show ever. I screamed, I cried, I pet my dire wolf. It was very upsetting. I don't know what to do with myself. It was like 5 minutes sitting on the couch, mouth hanging open. So people out there who know what I'm talking about, you can come visit me on Twitter. We can discuss it online.
Right.
But it was very upsetting. But television is...
Well, you've been warned now, ladies and gentlemen.
That's spoiler alert. But TV is getting very good.
Speaking of TV, Conan O'Brien spoke to Dartmouth grads.
Oh, that's my alma mater.
Oh, that's right.
That is my alma mater. We did not have we didn't have anybody as cool as that one at my graduation.
He told them failure is freeing. Oh, that's what I've found in my career.
Frees you from money. Frees you from owning stuff.
He said, there's few things more liberating your life than having your worst fear realized. Whether you fear it or not, true disappointment will come, but with disappointment comes clarity, conviction, and true originality.
That's true. He's a great public speaker, actually. He's very,
well,
very
funny.
Well,
I've found the same thing. Whenever God shuts a door somewhere in my life, he shuts a window, too, and I'm screwed.
Yes, exactly. Whenever God shuts the door, he also turns out the light and leaves me alone to freeze in the dark.
And then it gets even worse.
Oh, it's that hobo horn.
In my life, things always look the darkest just before it goes totally black. And scene.
And scene. Okay. I spoke at Dartmouth 3 years ago for the art school graduation, and I essentially said, I know all of you want to be performers, but yeah, let that dream die
let
now.
It, let it go.
Hey, go.
It's not going to work out.
Go to medical school. It'll be better. Your mom is right.
All right. Sexy Liberal kids, get on the sexyliberal.com. We've got Detroit is going fast August 20th with Aisha Tyler
so
and John Fugelsang. August 6th, they peeped out a couple more VIP tickets to the sold-out Santa Fe show on
get
August
those.
6th. So you can try that, if you will. AishaTyler.com.
AishaTyler.com. Twitter.com/AishaTyler. And read my column this week in Entertainment Weekly. Super 8's on the cover. I'm on the inside.
And also, we have a picture of her in her underpants.
Why did I do it? Why did I do it? I'm sorry, Mom.
Underpants and a bra.
You know what? I'm in my underpants for liberty.
That's
what it's all about, ladies
all right.
and gentlemen.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.